Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
I'm getting a severe drought.
Cool block skateboard.
I'm getting melted ice caps.
A killer heat wave.
A shrinking glacier.
I'm getting a devastating flood.
Adults are generous. We're even giving kids global warming. But it's not too late. We can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution. Go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. We didn't do the economy any favors the way we didn't spend money during the holidays. December retail sales were down 2.7%.
Investors are still very nervous, very jumpy, and as we can see today, it doesn't take much to knock the market down sharply.
Al Goldman at Wachovia. The markets, the Dow lost 248 points, biggest drop since December 1st. The NASDAQ was off nearly 57 points. Then the so-called beige book came out from the Federal Reserve, CBS's Alexis Christophorus.
The Fed's beige book showed that the economy actually worsened in the past 2 months. So even the Fed realizes that there is not any one sector of the country that is seeing any bright spots right now. Things are bad across the board, and it appears as though the consensus is things are going to get worse before they get better. Some are now pushing the recovery for this recession all the way to the end of this year and perhaps the first quarter of 2010.
Apple CEO Steve Jobs is taking a medical leave of absence, told his employees in an email his medical condition's complicated. He needs a break until June.
The big issue is that Steve Jobs is very important to the success of Apple. It doesn't mean that Apple couldn't succeed without him, but he has his hand in every product. He has had his hand in marketing. He's enormously important to this company, probably more so than any other CEO I can think of.
CNET and CBS tech analyst Larry Magid. After the shooting on an Oakland, California train platform, the transit officer resigned and moved to Nevada, family friend's home. Now there are murder charges. Alameda County DA Tom Orloff.
A complaint was filed with the Alameda County Superior Court charging former BART officer Johannes Meserle with the murder of Oscar Grant III.
Witnesses say the young black man was face down on the platform, shot in the back. The former officer's white. The incident has sparked riots in Oakland's streets. If we men live long enough, the saying goes we'll all get prostate cancer. Maybe not that bad, but testing sure does make sense.
More than two dozen experts say we've got to do a better job of finding prostate cancer.
Prostate cancer is expected to affect one in every six men. It is the leading cause of cancer in men and the second leading cause of death.
Dr. Tom Wheeler, Baylor College of Medicine, wants $500 million spent on resonance imaging.
We need to have an imaging system that will help us determine where the aggressive type cancers reside in the prostate.
Because right now, biopsy is really the only way, and it turns out only about a fourth of men who get one of those have cancer. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
The cheerleading mom in Green Bay, Wisconsin's been committed to a mental facility for 3 years. Wendy Brown is age 34. She looked awfully young. And while her 15-year-old daughter was living with a relative out of state, she enrolled in her daughter's name and went back to school at Ashwaubenon High. Even tried out to be a cheerleader. She was carrying it off, too. Said she meant no harm, just wanted to relive her high school days. This is CBS News.
In a world where brilliant tech professionals are forced to deal with mindless coworkers,
should this be plugged in?
Incompetent bosses.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to come in on Saturday.
And job sites that don't know tech from dreck.
I said I'm a Java developer. That's got nothing to do with coffee.
There's only one hope for salvation. Dice.com. Dice is the number one technology job board. For over 17 years, Dice has focused exclusively on tech jobs, meaning you won't waste time sifting through the garbage you'll find on other job sites. Go to Dice.com to find thousands of jobs all across the country. Software engineers, DBAs, project managers, systems administrators, web developers, and more. Visit Dice.com today. Dice.com.
A new way of placing stents in diseased arteries has been developed at St. Jude's. A pressure-sensitive wire guides the little tubes of wire mesh. There's also another report saying arterial stents are used too often. CBS's Barry Bagnato in Washington.
A simple blood flow test not only can prevent unnecessary angioplasties, it can significantly reduce complications when these artery-clearing procedures are needed. In a New England Journal of Medicine study of about 1,000 patients, death and heart attack risks fell nearly 35% when the test, called FFR, was used instead of traditional angiograms to gauge the health of arteries.
Not so easy to get a divorce in South Korea anymore. Not long ago, you could end your marriage there on the spot, quicker than a movie and cheaper than the tickets to it. Now divorces are down about 25% since the government decided to require a period of deliberation and thought before people cut the ties that bind. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 505 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 505. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 505. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show. Infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
Welcome to this edition of the Peter B. Collins Show. Lots to talk about, great people to talk with. We're going to follow the progress of the spirit of humanity heading for Gaza City. We'll also talk with Sami Habib on the ground in Gaza. It is day 19 of the Israeli war, and the death continues. Also on the program today, Mike Lux, our progressive contact from Washington. He's been quiet for a while because he was working on the Obama transition team, and he's just published a new book called The Progressive Revolution. Mike will join us about a half hour from now. Also today, Richard Rappaport. He and I have been critical of that awful TV show on NBC called To Catch a Predator, and it turns out that the huge problem that they pretend to address on that show of, you know, people trolling on the internet for underage sex partners, well, a study reveals that there isn't much of a problem there, just a bad TV show. Cliff Schechter will gab with us, too. He's the author of The Real McCain. And comedian Johnny Steele wants to invite our Bay Area listeners to catch Obama Haha. And he'll be with us for a special extended inaugural day coverage coming up on Tuesday here on the Peter B. Collins Show. Well, we've been dialing feverishly trying to reach the satellite phone on the ship called the Spirit of Humanity, which left Larnaca in Cyprus in the last 24 hours and is headed for the port of Gaza. Paul LaRudy joins us from the Free Gaza Movement. He made that trip on the first voyage earlier this year. Paul, what is the latest on the Spirit of Humanity?
Hi, Peter. It's on the high seas. I'm not sure its exact location right now, but if I had to guess, I would say it's probably about halfway to Gaza right now.
Okay. And in a recent crossing, one of your boats encountered an Israeli Navy gunboat that it was rammed by. The Israelis now claim that your boat rammed them, which is really hard for me to believe. Do you expect to be intercepted by an Israeli Navy ship on this trip?
Well, it's anybody's guess. I have to tell you, I'm really not very well connected with the Israeli centers of power to give you what their thinking on this.
Mm-hmm.
But we have heard through the State Department, and this is really not for attribution. They're now making no comment. But it is our understanding that the State Department has, in fact, responded to the many, many requests of our supporters, to members of Congress and government officials,
mm-hmm.
and informed the Israelis that to please not to harm this vessel.
Interesting.
So we got, you are the first ones to first media outlets to know this, by the way.
Well, and Paul, I contrast that with the article that surfaced yesterday of Ehud Olmert essentially bragging that he made a phone call to President Bush, got him off the podium of a speech he was giving in Philadelphia in order to get Bush to order Condoleezza Rice to change the U.S. vote on the Security Council call for a ceasefire in Gaza. So it's interesting. Maybe there really is a back channel that works and not always against the interests of the Palestinians.
Well, that's it. I mean, honestly, I have to say that I think they don't want us to be saying this publicly, but I think it's important for somebody might get in trouble if it went too high up in the government. But I would I think it's important for the safety of our people, for the Israelis to know that that our government cares about its citizens who are on board that boat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's very important. And this is, as we pointed out the other day, as you attempted to make the crossing, only to turn back due to mechanical problems on the boat. This is an international group, including some elected officials from parliaments in Greece and other nations in Europe. Spain, I believe, is represented. And you have a cross-section of journalists, too, from various news organizations.
Yes, that's right. We always try to do that on every voyage, to have some prominent people on board who have news credibility, and journalists, especially broadcast journalists, who can put out messages immediately whenever anything is happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and you and I discussed the other day that pretty important report that was on CNN about the ramming that we just discussed a moment ago. Paul Larudy, your website, freegaza.org, has updated information on the spirit of humanity. And you also post the daily dispatch from Sameh Habib. And he's going to join us here in just a moment. And we'll get the latest from inside Gaza on day 19 of the Israeli incursion. What would you like to add here in terms of the importance of the humanitarian mission represented by the spirit of humanity?
Well, this is a human rights mission. Yeah, even though we're carrying humanitarian aid, this is about asserting Palestinian rights. And if there were no rights violations, then there would be little or no need for humanitarian aid. So this is what we're trying to accomplish. Some have said that this particular voyage, in the middle of this conflict and the massive violations of human rights that are taking place, that this voyage may be as important as, or possibly even more important than, the first voyage that we made to break the siege of Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly, a lot of us are sitting on pins and needles wondering what's going to happen after the last attack that we had from an Israeli boat. So, and we have heard from the Israeli side that they will use all available means to stop us. Now, that contrasts with what the U.S. government has supposedly told them. But as you can see, we're very concerned, and we probably will learn in the next 6 to 8 hours what happened.
Yeah, well, keep us posted, Paul, and we'll be on the air for almost another 3 hours, so if news breaks during that time, please let us know, and we'll be sure to update our listeners.
I sure will. Thank you very much, Peter.
Okay, Paul Larudy with the Free Gaza Movement. Their website again, freegaza.org. That's freegaza.org. And they post right there on the homepage the daily dispatch from Sameh Habib, who joins us now from Gaza. Sameh?
Hello, hello, and hello for Mr. Paul Larudy, who is a friend of mine.
Yes, indeed, and he's a great man and a real true fighter for peace.
Yes, and just let me go on with what is happening at the moment east of Gaza City where I'm living. Tens of shells are being raining down in the area. Many houses are being burned and the dust is over all the area where I live at the moment. I don't know what is happening really outside. The Apache is taking heavily part, and I could smell the strange smell of the rocket. It's sneaking into my house. The situation is very dreadful at the moment. And maybe you hear in the background the sound of the bombing. I would be trying to let you hear what I could now just look from the window. It's very dusty.
Well, only do it as if it's safe, Sammy.
Yeah.
I mean, you're taking a tremendous risk, and we're deeply in your debt, because Israel has not permitted any foreign journalists to observe their operations in Gaza. And
no,
you...
I could see it's dusty. It's totally dusty due to hundreds of shells that they have been used in the past 13 minutes. Now you hear maybe the sound of the tanks.
Yes, I can hear it in the background, Sammy. So tell us what it is like to live under these circumstances where there's a war right outside your front door.
It's a hell. It's a hell when you don't have the basics for your life. When you don't have, like, the basics of human rights, you hear maybe.
Mm-hmm.
More bombings from the heavy artillery shells. The phosphorus bombs being lightening the sky now.
Right.
It's like a daylight at the moment in east of Gaza, and I'm just around 1 kilometer away or less from the tanks being advancing, the tanks that advanced into the Gaza Strip and specifically in Gaza City. Now you hear the tanks. I could easily distinguish what kind of fire being used. The Israeli Apache is still in the sky making a coverage for the ground forces.
And Sammy, is this the first time you've seen tanks in your neighborhood?
Well, since the ground military operation, I saw the tanks many times, and you could easily see the tanks if you go in a high place, because the tanks are being located and based on east of Gaza and in an area called Tel Rayas, which is east of Gaza, and another area southeast of Gaza called El Zaytun neighborhood, which witnessed the massacre of Samouni family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but still the Israeli army on the outskirts of the Gaza city, since they have started their ground military operation, they didn't succeed into getting into the Gaza Strip. They're still in the outskirts, and the Palestinian fighters still heavily fight and clash with the invading troops that we are speaking about.
Mm-hmm.
Now you hear.
We can hear it, yes.
Now we hear, we are speaking about around 7 Israeli brigades, thousands of trained and armored soldiers are being participated in this military operation. Even they have called in the reserve, and the reserve started to participate 3 days ago in the ongoing military ground operation. Gaza Strip is being circulated now from all parts, from the north near Eretz. There are two main points, Beit Lahi and Beit Hanun, where the ground military troops are occupying, firing, and at the moment more clashes erupting. And also the other part, which is the sea, the Mediterranean, and it's totally closed. And today, as you all hear, that the Iranian humanitarian ship was turned back by the Israelis. And I predict the same for the Free Gaza Movement boat. They will oblige it, and they will send it back, and they will not allow it. The sea is being totally closed, and tens of gunboats on the Gaza shore, so I'm not pessimistic, but I hope I will be wrong and the boat will be getting in, because we need the humanitarian aids on the boat, and we need the doctors coming in the boat.
Yes.
Because we are in a very dreadful situation, and what is getting into Gaza for the UNRWA is not enough at all. We are in need for thousands of trucks of humanitarian aids and medical aids to cover the bad need of the Gazans here. Gaza is out of life. Gaza is out of everything at the moment.
Yeah. We're talking with Sami Habib live from Gaza in the Palestinian territories there. And he is under siege right now. Israeli tanks are outside his home, and he's hearing live fire on a regular basis. And could you describe for us, Sami, one of the things that we heard in the early stages of this from Hamas was that they had booby traps. They had, essentially laid traps for the Israelis.
Yeah.
And once they came into Gaza, they would spring those traps. Has anything like that occurred so far?
Not yet, because still they are in the same places. They are into the outskirts. They are not into Gaza City itself.
Mm-hmm.
If they will be getting into some of the neighborhoods, those narrow, small corridors, then more problems for the Israeli troops will be happening. Now the Israelis are still in the outskirts, and they are not directly under the fire from the Palestinian fighters. But I predict, as a journalist, and analysis, if they will be getting into the densely populated areas, specifically in the eastern part of Gaza City, around 200,000 people living in the area. If the Israeli tanks will be moving, then for sure a heavy and a bloody confrontation will take place. Also, I was speaking with you about how Gaza is being circulated.
Mm-hmm.
From the north, we have the Israeli the ground forces. From the sea, we have the gunboats, which is in the west of Gaza. And then from the east, we have also the Israeli tanks coming from some crossings that were used for the commercial exchange. And also we have in the south of Gaza City, we have many Israeli tanks that cut off Gaza from the other part of Gaza Strip.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Gaza City itself alone is being under a circle, is being in a circle of Israeli troops. Add to that, the Air Force is being totally controlling the Gaza Strip, the Apache, the F-16, the drones,
mm-hmm.
totally taking control of Gaza.
Sami, you report that as many as 1,015 Palestinians have been killed in the 19 days of this Israeli assault. 4,800 wounded, and of the dead, roughly half, 490, you estimate, are children. And this is tragic, it's unacceptable, it's immoral. And I want you to know that there are many Americans who don't side with our Congress in this one-sided resolution that they passed. And we are fighting for peace, we are standing with you for the rights of the Palestinian people. And I'm running out of time here, but I want to thank you for the courage that you have to file these daily dispatches, to be available even in the middle of the night for us to talk with you. And I wish you safety during this very difficult time.
Most welcome anytime. You just feel free to call me, because it's a noble message to send and to speak out of those besieged people here in Gaza.
I will be in touch. Sami Habib, thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care.
And if you'd like to read his latest dispatch, there's a link on the homepage at freegaza.org. That's freegaza.org. We'll take a break and return. This is the Peter B. Collins Show.
News, commentary, and your phone calls. If it's happening in America, it'll be right here on 540 AM Radio, KRXA.
Hey, this is Tom Hartman for Dr. Daniel Turner. Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry for 35 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place before your first oral examination. He interviews every new patient so he understands what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street in downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. For all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
Jim's Restaurant in Seaside at 1584 Del Monte is locally owned and operated by the May family and features delicious, inexpensive Mandarin and Cantonese food prepared to order every day. The May family invites you to savor their authentic Chinese dishes and tasty soups like congee and wonton noodle. Jim's specials are still $5.75 for lunch and $6.75 for dinner per person. Stop by 1584 Del Monte or call 394-5117. Don't forget Jim's is tops for takeout and catering too. Call Jim's Restaurant in Seaside at 394-5117.
KRXA 540 AM is the home of Cal State University Monterey Bay Basketball. Hi, this is Rob Hunt, the voice of the CSUMB Otters, inviting you to join KRXA as we bring you the best of NCAA Division II basketball with the CSUMB Otters.
The winning Otters are at the Kelt Bed this Thursday at 7:30 p.m. as San Francisco State comes to town. Thursday, 7:30, KRXA 540.
Go ahead. Take a deep breath. Yep, there's nothing like that new car insurance smell.
I love it.
Want to take it for a test drive?
Sure.
Wouldn't it be great if you could test drive car insurance? Well, maybe you can.
Notice all the impressive standard features. Good neighbor service for extra comfort and stability. And look how great it handles around those hairpin turns in your budget.
Check out the company 40 million other drivers trust, State Farm. No one gives more discounts to more drivers, and nobody takes care of you like a State Farm agent.
Who's that?
That's your built-in security system. Your very own State Farm agent.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hey there, and who are those guys?
Oh, that's your award-winning claims department.
Wow.
So talk to a State Farm agent today and kick the tires on our car insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Justin Hamble, your Monterey Bay State Farm agent. Call me today at 831-688-3683. That's 688-3683.
We all know the economy is experiencing some rough times, but some people seem to thrive even in tougher times than this. Want to own their secrets for yourself? Now you can dissolve away your own barriers and blocks to prosperity and success in life despite negative circumstances. Attend a very special transformational two-day event in beautiful Asilomar. The Monterey Center, your one stop for mind, body, spirit wellness, proudly presents How to Prosper and Flourish with international personal transformation and success leader, Rinaldo R. Robles, coming to the Monterey Peninsula in Asilomar for 2 days only on Saturday, January 31st and February 1st, 2009. Seating is limited. Call now to 831-641-9812 to reserve your ticket to success at Inspiring Asilomar Conference Grounds today. Call 831-641-9812. That number again, 641-9812.
The Colin Show.
Every day you turn, there is a season, turn, and a time to every purpose under heaven. What time to be born, what time to die, what time to cry.
Well, you just heard a very gripping live report from Gaza. From Sameh Habib. He spells his name S-A-M-E-H, and I've never had enough time for chit-chat to find out exactly. I think he says Sameh, not Sammy. But he's a courageous journalist, and really the only voice we have, because the real reporters, the foreign reporters, I'll put it that way, have been locked out by the Israeli military. Yep, they chose not to embed journalists the way we did going into Iraq. And you probably know why. I do encourage you to go to freegaza.org and read Sameh's dispatch, because he lists the daily events that are occurring there, and it will never actually be covered in the Western media because it will never catch up with the detail of the Israeli assaults. Hundreds of different locations have been attacked, and the use of white phosphorus continues to concern me.
San Francisco Chronicle did a pretty good job in today's paper. If you go to sfgate.com, you can read it. And they report the use of white phosphorus, the accusations that Israel is violating international law by using it. And Israel does not deny they're using white phosphorus. They simply deny that they are that they're violating international law. But the law is clear that to use it in a civilian area like this is very dangerous and illegal. And it's causing a lot of very serious burns among Palestinians, mostly innocent civilians. We'll take a break and return here on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Stamps.com. It's like having a post office right at your desk. For a four-week trial and special $100 bonus offer for my listeners, including $45 in free postage, visit Stamps.com. Click on the radio microphone at the top of the page and type in Osgood. I'm Charles Osgood. As president, Barack Obama says he intends, as he promised repeatedly in the campaign, to shut down Guantanamo, although Pentagon spokesman Jeff Morrell says 61 former Guantanamo detainees are confirmed or suspected of returning to organizations like Al-Qaeda. So what happens to the bad guys there now?
There clearly are people who are being held at Guantanamo who are still bent on doing harm to America, Americans, and our allies. So there will have to be some solution for the likes of them.
More after this. We Osgoods have always been really keen on postage stamps. In fact, did you know Samuel Osgood was appointed the first U.S. Postmaster General under the Constitution by George Washington himself? Now, this Osgood wants you to know about a great way to save time and money, Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, I can print real U.S. postage using my own computer and printer, and so can you. How convenient can you get? There's no need to go to the post office or lease an expensive postage meter. All you do is go to Stamps.com, and within minutes you can print all your postage right from your desk. Right now, I know you'll like this, I've arranged for a special offer just for my listeners, a four-week trial with a $100 bonus offer, including $45 in free postage. But to take advantage of this special offer, you do have to remember to use the nation's first name in stamps, which happens to be my own last name, Osgood. You can be your own Postmaster General. For the four-week trial and $100 bonus offer, go to Stamps.com. And before you do anything else, click on that radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Osgood. Visit Stamps.com today and be sure to use my name, Osgood. As president, Barack Obama means to keep his promise to close Guantanamo, but he realizes that some of the prisoners there are clearly dangerous, so he can't very well just let them go. As he told George Stephanopoulos Sunday on ABC's This Week,
how to balance creating a process that adheres to rule of law, habeas corpus, basic principles of Anglo-American legal system, but doing it in a way that doesn't result in releasing people who are intent on blowing us up.
So not necessarily
first
100 days.
That is a challenge. I think it's going to take some time, and you know, our legal teams are working in consultation with our national security apparatus as we speak to help design exactly what we need to do.
But Obama says he doesn't want to be ambiguous about this.
We are going to close Guantanamo, and we are going to make sure that the procedures we set up are ones that abide by our Constitution. That is not only the right thing to do, but it actually has to be part of our broader national security strategy, because we will send a message to the world that we are serious about our values.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Cornerstone Wellness Center in Monterey specializes in reducing stress and pain in your body. With six professionals, Cornerstone offers hormone balancing for men and women, all natural, no side effects. With our bodies filled with toxins and aches and pains, this approach works. I'm Sheila Gale, and I've lived with chronic neck pain for years. Trina Hammack uses a technique called quantum biofeedback, which to me is a miracle. I feel better and better each day, physically and mentally. Cornerstone offers lymphatic drainage, infrared saunas, ionic foot baths, massage, estheticians, and body strengthening specifically for your body, so you'll start living pain-free naturally. Tired of taking medicine? Homeopathy and top-of-the-line essential oils are used. Finally, an alternative that works. Cornerstone Wellness Center, 1088 Cass Street, Monterey. Call today, 373-6204, 373-6204, or go to cornerstonewellnesscenter.com.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show, infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
Pass the word. The revolution is here. The progressive revolution is here. That's the title of a new book by Mike Lux.
Say you want a revolution, well, you know, we all want to change the world.
Change you can believe in.
You tell me that it's evolution, well, you know, we all want to change the world.
Amen.
But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? You know it's gonna be all right.
It's gonna be all right. Mike Lux, a longtime progressive activist and strategist in Washington, D.C. He blogs at openleft.com and does a lot of other things that we can't detail for you because it would take too long. But he's published a new book called The Progressive Revolution, How the Best in America Came to Be. Congrats on the book, Mike.
Thanks, Peter. Thanks for having me on. It's great to be here. You're actually my first radio show talking about the book since I left the... transition. I'm now free to talk to my friends like Peter B. Collins again.
Well, good. And what exactly did they put handcuffs on you, or did you have to sign an agreement? I won't talk to Peter B. until the transition is over.
Well, they didn't pick you out personally, but they didn't want transition staffers outside of the communications department, you know, doing on the record or live interviews.
Well, then let's get down to it. We need some drama here, all right? There's been not enough drama from No Drama Obama. I guess, I have to sit back and marvel. I've got my quibbles, and you know some of them, and we'll enumerate some between now and the top of the hour.
I've got some too, Peter.
Yeah, but from a pure operational point of view, this transition has been almost as well executed as the campaign. The only real slip-up was the Richardson flub, where he withdrew, and then they announced the Panetta nomination without consulting with her Di Finis. And, that appears to be smoothed over. Her bloomers are back back on each cheek. But can you think of any other major missteps? I mean, no big leaks except the ones they appeared to intend to be leaked.
No, I think that's right. You know, I've been telling people I was part of the Clinton transition as well back in 92, 93, and this one is so much better organized than the Clinton transition was. It really is just phenomenal how much better organized it is. They've created agency review teams that have gone into the agencies and done interviews with the civil servants as well as the Bush appointees. They've gone through every regulation and document the Bush people have produced, so that they know what we're getting ourselves into when Obama takes office, everything. Obama is Clinton was an incredible political animal and very policy oriented. And Obama has a very different style, and I tell you something, Obama is a lot better organized than Bill Clinton and more disciplined. And when he says he wants to get something done by X date, mm-hmm. it tends to get done by X date. And when he says he doesn't want leaks, they tend not to be leaks. So I'm very impressed with the way the transition's been organized.
Another thing that I'll...
The bad news is we're in a hell of a lot worse shape.
Right. Yeah.
Than we were in 92 and 93. Things are so much more messed up.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully we can get some of that fixed at least.
Now, one of the other attributes here that I see that I credit mostly to the senator himself, but have to feel that his top echelon staffers see it the same way, is an incredible sense of timing. And the term ripeness comes up, and it's something that's used in legal circles and others where, you know, you don't really want to tackle an issue until the timing is right, until either the problem has festered to the point that people really want a solution, or until the response has been formulated to the point where you can actually make an impact, reshape it, and then put it into execution mode. And this is where I see Obama as head and shoulders over Republican and Democratic peers of the past, where he really seems to have a knack for gauging when the right time to make a move is.
Well, I think that's right. You know, I am sure that there will be bumps along the road. I'm sure that he will make some mistakes, but I think both his instinct and his intellect are really finely, you know, tuned, and that I think he's going to, in terms of the timing issue, because you know, Peter, and you just alluded to it, timing is so huge a factor in whether you're successful politically. I mean, it really ranks right up there in the top five things in politics in terms of whether you're successful or not. And I do think Obama has a very good sense of that. And you know, I think people, you know, every new president, no matter how good they are, no matter how well organized, no matter how disciplined, no matter how smart, every new president is going to make some mistakes. And I think, you know, people need to understand that. It's just impossible. It's too big a job. It's too monumental a job not to. But I do think Obama has a good sense of both the timing and the sort of feel of politics and the feel about how to frame things.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'm quite hopeful. We're in the worst shape in this country that we've been in since the 1930s. But I think Obama, you know, gives us a very good chance to dig our way out of it.
Mike Lux with us here on the Peter B. Collins Show. If you want to join the conversation, lines are open for you. Toll free, 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. Now, let's talk a little bit about some specifics here, Mike, because I'm you know, mostly pleased. There are some appointments that I'm not happy with, and I'm holding my breath, hoping that they will put some of their past proclivities behind and really adopt the mission that's posed to them by the new president. One of the things where I'm really glad to see initial movement is on Guantanamo. We know there will be an executive order issued in his first full day next Wednesday. And I do understand some of the complexities here, and at the same time, I think that we have to make a clear break from the past. And my hope is that this will not drag on for a long time, where he announces the intention and we check back 90, 180 days later and they're still working on closing Guantanamo. So using that as an example, how do you think he's going to respond to the pressure from progressives to do it sooner as opposed to later?
Well, Peter, that's why we need the progressive revolution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I argue in my book is that big change never comes without a movement behind it that is strong and that is persistent and that really pushes politicians. Because politicians on their own will not make major change. I mean, there's just too many institutional barriers built up in American politics to do it. Between the way government itself operates with the system of check and balances and the special interest groups and all of the various factors, you know, that a president has to weigh, they aren't going to make the changes without there being consistent and persistent progressive change. And that's why we need to keep organizing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I certainly agree there. Now, it really fascinates me to the extent there has been controversy over the Leon Panetta appointment. I think this was a very good pick by the president-elect. And I've known Leon for a long time. And my first reaction was, gosh, he's too cautious and too much of a consensus builder. But when I really took a close look at it and see that here's a guy who's very competent at the inner workings of government, he has a clear commitment to ending our dalliance with torture and other illegal, unconstitutional practices. And I think that he will try to be an enabler to give those at the agency the legal tools that they need to do their jobs and provide the intelligence so that the president can make good decisions. What do you make of the way Feinstein and others, not only over the timing and whether or not she was consulted on it, but on the narrow issue of insider-outsider, Rockefeller and Feinstein were pushing for an insider, Steve Kappas, who was very much a part of rendition and detention and torture and who knows what else?
Yeah, you know, I believe that Leon Panetta is a great choice for that job. And, you know, Leon is more conservative than I am personally on a range of issues.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you something, when I worked for him in the Clinton White House, I was always incredibly impressed how he, even though he knew that I was, you know, more liberal than him on a whole lot of things, he always made sure that progressive viewpoints and that the viewpoints that I was bringing to the table were heard. He always made sure that they were factored into the decision-making process. I mean, people talk about him being great at consensus building. That's why he is. He treated everyone, including people to his left and people to his right, with great collegiality.
Mm-hmm.
He brought people together and got decisions made in a very effective way. And I think having someone like that go into the CIA, not be part of that culture, not be part of that history, not be tainted by all of the things that the CIA has done in the past, but still able to work with people, to bring people together, to get people's opinions. I just think that's a great combination. If Leon had been made some other cabinet official, I might have been more unhappy. But for CIA, I think he's just the perfect guy to go in there, because I do think they need somebody from outside the intelligence community to go in and really look at everything. And build a new consensus about what needs to happen.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mike, in your new book, The Progressive Revolution, do you have any prescription for a guy like me who really is getting bitter? I want my Fourth Amendment rights fully restored. I want to see that FISA law either revised or gutted. I want the Patriot Act seriously reviewed, and I want the practices of the FBI, some of which were just implemented by Attorney General Mukasey, these no-knock rules. Do you get the sense that Obama and his team will fully restore those rights which Bush and Cheney just grabbed away from us?
Well, I sure hope so, Peter. But I think the jury is out, and I think what we have now is we have a president who is open to doing things in a more fair, honest, and progressive kind of way. But I don't believe my reading of history is that big change comes along every so often in America because there's a progressive president who's got an open mind toward doing progressive things. B, the public is open to doing it, which I think they are more and more. I think the public's been moving in our direction over the last few years. And C, that there's a mass progressive movement of people that is well organized and that keeps the pressure on to make those kinds of changes that need to be made. I think we've got all three elements now. I think we have the potential, but it's going to take people really working on this and building a movement to make it happen.
Mike Lux is with us. He's got a brand new book just published today. Find it at your local bookstore. It's called The Revolution Is Here. I'm sorry, The Progressive Revolution.
Yeah, The Progressive Revolution,
I'm reading the press release from the top, sorry. The Progressive Revolution, How the Best in America Came to Be. And, Mike, we have a deal on the program. You send me a copy. I'll actually read it and then do an interview with you.
That sounds good, Peter.
It's very different from Larry King. Larry King has a copy of the book on his desk, and he hasn't cracked it. He points at it and says, "So, you got a book. What's in it?" We'll take a break and return with author, and now we've got to call him historian, Mike Lux, here on the Peter B. Collins Show. KRXA 540, Progressive Talk for Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Visit our website at KRXA540.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Dick, the host of the new show, curiously enough, called The Scott Dick Show, weekdays following the Peter B. Collins Show. Every evening from 6 to 8 p.m., we'll talk about local and regional issues, national and international politics, military and veterans affairs, and anything else that hasn't been lip-smacked to death already. So hang around after the Peter B. Collins Show and tune in to the gift you just can't return, The Scott Dick Show, weekdays, 6 to 8 p.m., where I'll shoot from the lip and take no prisoners.
This is the Media Matters Minute. I'm Ben Fischel. Fox News loves to bash Hollywood, well, except when Hollywood helps justify torture. Listen as Fox and Friends co-host Steve Doocy and Glenn Beck sing the praises of 24 character Jack Bauer.
It's going to take somebody who sits in front of Congress who's not afraid of them anymore and does what Jack Bauer did, and that is, yes, I did torture, and I'm proud of it. And it's time for these things to come out of the closet. We're talking about getting rid of Guantanamo.
Additionally, co-host Brian Kilmeade claimed no one except members of the UN want to close down Guantanamo. In fact, Senator John McCain, Defense Secretary Robert Gates, and former Secretaries of State Henry Kissinger, James Baker, Warren Christopher, Madeleine Albright, and Colin Powell are among those who have said Guantanamo should be closed. For these stories and more, visit MediaMatters.org.
I don't know much about pot. I grew up Mormon, like I said. You can't smoke pot. That's one of the rules. A lot of rules growing up Mormon is no drinking, no smoking, no premarital sex, no coffee, which seems like a weird rule, but that's the logical one. Think about it. You can't drink, you can't smoke, you can't have sex. Why stay awake? And die. You're not laughing with me, are you? Here's the problem. My wife's not Mormon. My wife's Irish Catholic. Practicing Irish Catholic. I mean, every weekend, drunk.
That's comedian Bent Washburn. I'm Richard Stockton with a minute from planetcruise.org.
Hey, it's Sheila Gale here to tell you about Monta Vista Wine and Spirits on Soledad Drive in Monterey. It's family-owned for over 40 years. They have all the best wines. It's the real deal. With a high-end liquor selection, it's all there. And if you have a special request, they'll take care of it for you. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits is open every day 9 to 9. Call ahead. Your order will be waiting for you. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits, 19 Soledad Drive by Del Monte Center in Monterey. Reminds you to please drink responsibly.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised.
No, the revolution's in a book. It's called The Progressive Revolution, How the Best in America Came to Be. Author Mike Lux is with us on the program today. And, Mike, there's a fascinating op-ed that our friend Tom Frank of What's the Matter of Kansas, published in the Murdoch Wall Street Journal today. And it ties in, I want to thank Robin in Boston for sending that to me. I just read it during the break. And it ties in with something I wanted to ask you about. There have been these pushbacks from corporate media pundits that, oh, the Democrats shouldn't overreach. And don't try to re-regulate Wall Street because regulation wasn't the problem. We won't say what is, but regulation wasn't the problem. Well, I really think that Obama has the greatest mandate that we've seen in recent years, really since Reagan's second election in 84. And I think that the Democrats must seize the moment, not only for political reasons, but for very practical reasons. Being timid at this very challenging, crisis-filled time simply won't solve the problems.
No, that's exactly right. And I've been arguing the exact same thing, Peter. We can't get out of the hole we're in unless we radically change direction, and it is. It's the conservative mantra: don't overreach, be careful, be cautious, don't do anything. They don't want Obama to make major changes because it takes them out of the system where they're making all the money and have all the power. We've got to make big changes, and that's the basic argument I make based on history in the Progressive Revolution.
And Mike, none of these people even acknowledge in passing that Bush never had a mandate. If anything, they were stolen mandates, and he ruled as if he had, enjoyed 80% majority support through all 8 years. And nobody piped up. The Republicans all fell into line and voted for every bad piece of legislation, every bad tax cut that came down the pipeline. And now all of a sudden they're concerned about a guy who won with a very healthy margin, turned 11 or 12 states blue compared to the 04 map. And they want to say, oh, he better be careful. Oh, the Democrats will get a real bad rude awakening in just 2 years in the next midterm.
Well, it really gets silly sometimes, Peter. The hypocrisy, the arguments they use now with Obama coming in the White House compared to what they used when Bush was in the White House. But this is part of the historical pattern. And I document over the years. We've been having much the same argument all these years. With the Republicans arguing for the status quo in terms of regulation, for less regulation, for all of this kind of right-wing rhetoric, and they keep making the same arguments over and over again, and we just have to pound them down over and over again. I hope people. One of the things we're going to be doing is blogging about this, not only on Open Left, but also on my book site, www.theprogressiverevolution.com. I have to get that kind of plug in, Peter.
Mm-hmm, you bet. That's theprogressiverevolution.com.
That's right, www.theprogressiverevolution.com. And we're going to be talking about a lot of these issues. People are going to be coming to the site, and I'm going to be doing a series of op-eds and various online opinion pieces about how history relates to the present day, and how the same kind of bad arguments that conservatives are making now are the same ones they made all through history.
Now
we got to reject them.
You heard me offer quite a bit of praise of Barack Obama and his political smarts. My biggest concern, I think the biggest vulnerability he's created for himself, is this hope based on postpartisanship or bipartisanship.
Yep.
And I think we've seen the early signs over the Republicans trying to block the release of the additional TARP $350 billion and the monkey wrenches they threw in over the efforts to offer loans to Detroit. And, I had mixed feelings about that. But to see the Republicans try to seize that moment, and in effect the White House was successful in jamming a no-strike clause into the loans to the corporate interests in Detroit. And it's bizarre and offensive, but those are the signals I see that the Republicans aren't prepared to grow up and really participate in an adult post-partisan world that Obama envisions. What's your sense? Will this work?
Well, I don't think so, but they're going to keep trying. That's what they do, Peter. They hack away at the most important rights and freedoms we have. They hack away at the most important progressive institutions that we have, like unions, and they just keep going at it. I did an interview with the Huffington Post yesterday where I talked about how, while I admire Obama and think that he's got great instincts and will make a great president, I don't necessarily agree with his theory of change. I think if you look at history, the fights over the big change moments have always been tough, bitter fights. Conservatives are going to dig in, and they're not going to give up, and we're not going to win them over easily.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to make the argument ourselves. We're going to have to slug it out ourselves and make things happen. So I don't buy the whole postpartisan kind of argument. I don't have any problem with reaching out to Republicans, but I think at the end of the day, most of the Republicans are going to take that friendly reach out and say no.
Yeah, or either that or bite the extended hand.
Absolutely.
Well, Mike, you and I agree on a lot. I can't wait to see the book, and as soon as I've got it, we'll call you back and get you back on the show. And I look forward to getting your comments, too, on Inauguration Day on our special broadcast next week.
Thanks, Peter. I appreciate being on, and I do hope that people will go to bookstores and buy it and go to our website, www.theprogressiverevolution.com.
You got it. Mike Lux, talk to you soon.
Bonjour, this is Veronique Raskin, founder of the Organic Wine Company. I've created a special offer for you to try my French wines made from organically grown grapes. For a limited time, when you buy two bottles, you get one bottle free, and I'll even pay for the shipping. I know you love the taste of these handcrafted wines from my ancestors' lands, especially if you care about our planet and your health. Imagine. You can have organic French wine delivered to your door for less than $12 a bottle. I've made this free wine and free shipping offer available to you because I believe you'll become a lifelong customer once you've tasted our wines. The French Bouquet Collection at ecowine.com includes my red Chateau Véronique from Languedoc, my white Viognier, and my Blanquette de Limoux sparkling wine. All French, organically grown, and affordable.
For free delivery, click on ecowine.com/Peter B. That's ecowine.com/Peter B.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Stocks fall on a 2.7% plunge in retail sales.
This is just a terrible number.
Apple founder Steve Jobs goes on medical leave.
This is a fairly shocking announcement.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Everyone knew holiday sales were bad, but we didn't know how bad until the Commerce Department reported today that retail sales were down 2.7% last month, more than double what Wall Street expected. And analyst Ken Perkins notes the November sales drop was revised downward to 2.5%.
Anybody in the department store space right now has been really struggling for quite a long time, and if you're a regional player in that field, like a Bon-Ton Stores or a Dillard's, there's some pressure there, and same-store sales have been negative for month after month after month.
The news shook Wall Street, which is also worried about continuing problems at major banks. The Dow fell 248 points to close at 8,200. CBS News business reporter Alexis Christophorus.
This thing is not going away anytime soon, and now new names are being added to the list of troubled banks. Deutsche Bank from Germany lost more than $6 billion in the fourth quarter, and now HSBC finds itself in the middle of a cash crunch and may have to cut its dividend and raise as much as $30 billion.
The Wall Street Journal says Bank of America, which already got $25 billion from the TARP fund, could get billions more from the government to help complete its acquisition of Merrill Lynch. A new Treasury Secretary will not be in place for the start of the new administration. Timothy Geithner's Senate confirmation is delayed until after the inauguration because of his failure to pay $34,000 in taxes. The president-elect calls it an embarrassment but says it was an innocent mistake.
My expectation is that Tim Geithner will be confirmed, and my expectation is that he is going to do an outstanding job on behalf of the American people.
Mr. Obama's economic stimulus plan, according to a new report, comes in at around $850 billion. Now this.
So the other morning, I get an email from Moe's, my absolute favorite deli, whose pastrami I would actually kill for, which is probably why I gave him my email in the first place. Anyway, I'm like, wow, Moe's sending emails with coupons and photos? I want to bite my computer screen. Then it hits me. Eggs and pastrami hash for breakfast.
Email marketing from ConstantContact.com helps showcase your business, just like Mo. There's even free phone support with real live people. Get a free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com.
Two drivers, two very different stories heading home on a dark evening.
I hit the open road.
I hit the open road.
A deer popped out of nowhere. I panicked.
I saw a deer in the road. I slowed down.
I jerked the wheel. I wish I could have seen it.
I drove around it and was home before the next song on the radio.
With Silver Star Headlights from Sylvania, you'll see more of the road ahead. Remember, headlights dim over time. Replace them before you are left in the dark. Visit your automotive retailer and choose the whitest, brightest light. Silver Star Headlights from Sylvania.
Just last week, Steve Jobs was assuring investors that his recent weight loss was due to a treatable hormone imbalance. But now, Apple's co-founder and chief executive says his health problems are more complex than he originally thought. He's taking medical leave till the end of June. Businessweek editor Spencer Ante calls it a shocking announcement.
This throws into question, you know, in a pretty serious way, what is the future of Apple? Because no one was expecting this to happen.
Chief Operating Officer Tim Cook will assume Jobs' duties. More layoffs at Motorola. The company says it will cut 4,000 more jobs this year in addition to the 3,000 announced last month. A lopsided vote in the House today to expand CHIP, the Children's Health Insurance Plan. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports.
The House bill would provide 4 million more children with government-paid health insurance, expanding the program aimed at low-income working families. The same measure was vetoed twice last year by President Bush, House Democratic leader Steny Hoyer.
It's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do for our children. It's the right thing to do for our families.
It's paid for by a 61-cent a pack hike in cigarette taxes. Too much, says Michigan Republican Dave Camp.
A working-class family with two adult smokers would face hundreds of dollars in additional federal tobacco taxes each year.
The Senate's expected to pass the measure soon, and President-elect Obama says he'll sign it. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Wahid al-Qarn.
In a new audio tape, Osama bin Laden calls for Muslim holy war to avenge the Israeli offensive in Gaza. Soon after the message came out, CBS News correspondent Katie Couric had an exclusive interview with Barack Obama for an inauguration night special.
How important do you think it is, Mr. President-elect, to apprehend Osama bin Laden?
I think that we have to so weaken his infrastructure that whether he is technically alive or not, he is so pinned down that he cannot function.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
In a world where brilliant tech professionals are forced to deal with mindless coworkers,
should this be plugged in?
Incompetent bosses.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to come in on Saturday.
And job sites that don't know tech from dreck.
I said I'm a Java developer. That's got nothing to do with coffee.
There's only one hope for salvation. Dice.com. Dice is the number one technology job board. For over 17 years, Dice has focused exclusively on tech jobs, meaning you won't waste time sifting through the garbage you'll find on other job sites. Go to Dice.com to find thousands of jobs all across the country. Software engineers, DBAs, project managers, systems administrators, web developers, and more. Visit Dice.com today. Dice.com.
Live from San Francisco, the Peter B. Collins Show, the antidote to right-wing talk radio. He's thoughtful, well-informed, and brings you views and voices you don't hear in the corporate media. Here's another slice of Peter B.'s America.
Yes, the Peter B. Collins Show is available by the slice. You can grab a podcast of any portion of this program. The link is on my homepage at peterbcollins.com. And I appreciate all the people who listen using podcasts and earbuds and all that stuff.
Tell me just what you want me to be. Cause one kiss and boom, you're the only one for me. So please tell me why don't you come around no more. Hurry right now, I'm door of the candy store. Just a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Started with a kiss, now we're on the back.
Carlos Santana duetting it out with Tina Turner.
I'm telling you, baby, it's all in the
something about locking the door of the candy store there. That was called The Game of Love. And joining me this half hour is journalist Richard Rappaport. Hello, Richard.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm doing well today, and it's good to talk with you again. And I just want to commend you because you're one of the few people, along with me, and I'll mention Mark Crispin Miller, willing to stand up and challenge the morality cops who have invaded American television with this despicable show called To Catch a Predator. And you've been on with me once, maybe twice before. You wrote an op-ed piece that got some circulation and earned you a lot of flaming emails because you took on this tall, well-coiffed Chris Hansen, who has become, I think, a major TV personality and probably gets a seven-figure salary from NBC for doing the scuzziest form of, and I have air quotes going here, journalism that I've ever seen.
Well, I mean, you know, if you like agent provocateurs who set people up and then arrest them and try them on television, then he's for you. I had never seen anything quite like it, you know. It was just something that rubbed the wrong way. And, you know, I guess, you know, what it finally came down to is that it's part of programs like Cops and To Catch a Predator, you know, that they've helped set a national tone that sort of has eroded our civil liberties and, you know, made it very hard to, you know, defend what's going on.
Yeah. Well, and over the last year or so, I've taken a lot of heat because a friend of mine, Bernie Ward, a West Coast talk show host who was very well known, got busted and pled guilty to possession and transmission of child pornography images. And that's offensive to many people, and I understand that. But I have defended Bernie on a number of levels. One is I do believe there was some political element to the prosecution. And number two, I oppose the draconian law that makes no distinction between the person who snapped the photo, a sexually explicit photo of a minor, and somebody who simply looks at that image and then passes it along to somebody else. I think those are different levels of behavior, and it's open to discussion exactly, you know, how criminal those behaviors are. But Bernie is in a federal prison now. They tricked him. He thought he'd serve in California when he made his deal, and it turns out they shipped him to a real ugly prison in Beaumont, Texas. And if any listener would like to write to Bernie Ward, go to my website, peterbcollins.com, and there's a recent blog post there with his address and information. And I mentioned Mark Crispin Miller. He's the media professor from New York University. And he recently put up a post raising questions about the prosecution of Bernie Ward. And when I commended him for it, he said, oh, I'm getting a lot of heat over this.
Well, you know, here's what the problem is. The problem is that if you're a parent and you have a kid, you want to protect that kid. The idea that sort of the people that were attracted to Chris Hansen set up, are not, they're hard people to defend.
Yeah.
But the fact is, you have to defend the worst among us because, Larry Flint said, if the Constitution, protects a scum like me, you know, maybe you guys are okay.
Yeah.
What's happening is that it's not, you know, you've set up a system where you have a Chris Hansen who just shows the worst of these things, and of course politicians jump on it. Which is why it's very interesting that the New York Times today had that story about a study that was done that basically seems to show that predation does not happen online very much.
This is a report from the Internet Safety Technical Task Force, which was charged with examining the extent of threats that children face on social networks like MySpace and Facebook. Among widespread fears that adults have, that adults were using these popular websites to deceive and prey on children. Now, we know anecdotally that To Catch a Predator is able to set up a situation where people pose as underage, mostly females, and get into chat rooms, use Craigslist or Facebook and MySpace to connect with people. And once the representation is made that this is an underage person and this guy, usually it's a guy, shows up for a date, then all hell breaks loose and the predictable ending, including the takedown of this individual who is clearly unarmed and knows what's going to happen because he's seen it on TV when he leaves the house. They always have this dramatic takedown where a bunch of cops swarm and take this suspect and bring him to the ground and rough him up and handcuff him in front of the cameras. And this study shows that despite the widespread publicity that To Catch a Predator has given to these issues, this is a solution in search of a significant problem. It's an entrapment in search of a significant problem.
Well, you know, I'm from Connecticut originally, and so I follow Connecticut politics. And in the story, basically, one of the people who have been riding this the furthest and the hardest is Richard Blumenthal, who's the Attorney General of Connecticut. And in typical fashion, when this report came out, he basically rejected it because, you know, he had sort of set up this belief system a priori that, you know, that predation was happening online, and he is not going to be convinced by facts that it's not true.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's that kind of mindset that scares me, because it also has to do with this idea that we need to arm our cops to the teeth, you know, because American streets ipso facto are dangerous because, you know, we have this preconception that's sort of set up by people like Chris Hansen and shows like Cops. You know, it ends up sort of meaning that we have all these armed-to-the-teeth police in America who see these shows like everybody else does and think that it's just peachy keen to do that kind of thing. So, you know, here in the Bay Area, we just had an example of that.
Mm-hmm.
This 22-year-old guy named Oscar Grant, who was executed by a BART cop for no particularly good reason.
Well, and let's point out that he was face down, and it's in dispute whether he was actually handcuffed at the time that the shot was fired. But this was a man who was unarmed, and the most I can suspect, and it's only a suspicion, is that he was hurling epithets insulting this young BART policeman. But there is no justification for the events that have played out on video clips collected by people on their cell phones and digital cameras. It was New Year's Day, just a couple of hours into New Year's Day, the early morning hours, when this occurred on a platform in Oakland. And you make a good point. We have become, and these reality TV shows that blur the line between journalism and fiction and entertainment really have created a new generation of voyeurs. And people seem to be content to sit there with their remote control, watch a segment of To Catch a Predator, pass judgment on this individual, and then maybe flip over to Greta Van Susteren for the latest on Kaylee or some other, poor disappearance case that's not a national story, but is hyped and exploited for its ratings value as if it were something that matters to every person in America.
And what you tend to see is that these the people who are the subject of this tend to either have a pretty mother or be beautiful themselves. You know, a beautiful white woman in distress is just something that the media just seems to love and pick up on. You know, it at great cost, unfortunately, because, you know, it convinces people that, and once again, the streets of America are just, you know, dangerous, and cops need to be armed like SWAT teams.
And you don't need your civil liberties or the Constitution, because they won't protect you. You need somebody who will rush in there and break the law in order to, you know, in some you know, trumped-up way, protect you.
Well, you know, one of the things I found really interesting about the report in the Times today was that one of the problems, a real problem online, is bullying. And you know, I would like to see Chris Hansen do a show now to catch a bully, except he'd probably have to wrestle himself to the ground to begin with. Because, you know, that's what he is. That's what, you know, he sort of set this up And I've been chasing him around the country because I think, you know, he's just the worst offender, and he has done the best from it.
Now, when you say chasing him around the country, like with a camera crew?
I wish. I wish I had those kind of resources. No, when he's on the radio, you try to at least...
Yeah, you called into Talk of the Nation when he was on there.
Well, they actually...
invited you. Yeah,
yeah, although...
You weren't a heckler.
Not the way it should have. But,
yeah.
But he is a nasty piece of work, and I think a lot less of NBC for employing him and having that show on television.
Indeed. Richard Rappaport with us here on the Peter B. Collins Show. I want to open up the phones and hear from you. What do you think about this bizarre way that they, quote-unquote, fight crime by creating a crime, by inducing people to cross the line into criminal behavior, and then creating this whole morality play around it once they're entrapped? I think it's a really low life form. I think we should reject it. And now we have a study that shows that there isn't a real significant problem here about predatory behavior against children on the Internet. This is a 278-page report conducted over at Harvard at the Berkman Center for Internet and Society. And it included input from 30 different executives and people involved with Yahoo, AOL, MySpace, and the other online social networking sites. Bottom line, not a big problem. Bottom line, a big ratings grabber and revenue center for NBC. It's slimy, and I'm glad that Richard Rappaport and others are willing to speak up against it. Let me hear from you. Toll free at 888-5-PETER-B. And if you've been caught in the trap laid by the predators, I want to hear from you, too. 888-573-8372. It's the Peter B. Collins Show.
KRXA 540, progressive talk for Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz.
Do you love KRXA 540? Show your support for our radio station by placing a bumper sticker on the bumper of your vehicle. Click on the bumper sticker at KRXA540.com and think for yourself.
Hi, this is Cynthia.
And this is Paul at the Pilgrim's Way Community Bookstore.
Have you heard about the events at Pilgrim's Way and the Secret Garden? Maybe too late? Our events include workshops, lectures, and book signings by recognizable and well-known authors locally, nationally, and internationally on a wide range of topics.
Don't miss another chance. You can receive Pilgrim's Way event announcements personally by going to pilgrimsway.com and click on Events to subscribe to the private email service listed. An event calendar is also posted on the Pilgrim's Way community bulletin board inside the bookstore for your convenience. Support independence. Come in and pick up a free KRXA bumper sticker. We're on Dolores Street between 5th and 6th in downtown Carmel.
Or give us a call at 624-4955.
Does it seem like the service is lacking at most service stations? Not at Mid-Valley Valero and Shell on Carmel Valley Road. Mid-Valley Valero and Shell offer complete auto repair, smog inspections, major brand tires, 30, 60, and 90,000 mile service checks, complete brake work, and fix any electrical problems. They even provide environmentally friendly auto detailing. Mid-Valley Valero and Shell use only the highest quality original and aftermarket auto parts. Call Mid-Valley Valero and Shell at 831-624-0722. That's 624-0722. Remember, for all your automobile needs, only Mid-Valley Valero and Shell will do. Locally owned, Mid-Valley Valero and Shell. Putting the service back in service stations.
Can choice be saved? On Thursday, January 22nd, please join Planned Parenthood Marmonte in commemorating the 36th anniversary of the landmark Roe v. Wade decision. Join us for our annual luncheon, Can Obama Save Choice? Attorney Mickey Welsh will address these questions and more. The event will be held at the Hyatt Regency in Monterey on January 22nd from 11:15 to 1:15. Tickets are $25 for students and $35 for general public. For more information and to RSVP, please call Christina at 784 784-1109, extension 103. That's 784-1109, extension 103.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Fia Karim with your KRXA 540 AM traffic and weather report. Right now in Monterey, we have a two-vehicle collision with no injuries on Highway 1 at North Malera Road. And on County Road G17 at Blanco Road, there is a traffic collision with an ambulance responding. The collision is blocking the westbound lane, so proceed with caution there. Moving up to Santa Cruz, we have a traffic hazard on Soquel Avenue at Rodeo Gulch Road. And in Hollister Gilroy, there is a vehicle stuck in a ditch on Santa Teresa Boulevard at Day Road. In weather, we're having another gorgeous, beautiful day. Currently, we've got clear skies with lots of sunshine. We've got temperatures in the upper 60s to mid-70s along the coast and inland. That's your traffic and weather on AM 540. Have a fantastic afternoon, everyone, and enjoy the Peter B. Collin Show.
We continue on the Peter B. Collin Show.
Hung up the guns, dug it to the graves, because I'm a gangster. A gangster of love. I'm a gangster.
Steve Miller Band and my old pal Norton Buffalo on harmonica. That one's called Gangster of Love, and we'll dedicate that to Chris Hansen over there at To Catch a Predator. We're talking about that with Richard Rappaport, journalist and op-ed columnist. And just a brief reminder, ladies and gentlemen, we're bringing you exclusive progressive coverage of the inauguration of Barack Obama and Joe Biden Tuesday, January 20th, here on the Peter B. Collin Show and our great Boston affiliate, AM 1510 WWZN. And it's brought to you, sponsored by the men and women of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. That's IBEW. We heard from Justin in Eureka, but his call dropped. He said, I hate that show, too. Now here's Mike in Aptos. Hello, Mike. You're on the PBC show with Richard Rappaport.
Hey, Peter B. and Richard. I talked with you, Peter, a couple weeks ago. I was right to Bernie, and I did some time.
Oh, that's right, with John Walker Lind, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
The show that gets me is as bad as, or worse than any of those, is that show Lockdown. Have you seen that?
Well, you know, I watch MSNBC quite a bit because Rachel Maddow's on there and Keith Olbermann, and I used to watch Hardball. But on the weekends, and Friday night in particular, they go into what they call a doc block. And it's all these exploitive so-called documentaries that are filmed inside prisons.
Yeah.
And as somebody, unlike you, Mike, I've never actually spent the night at a prison.
Uh-huh.
But I've visited about half of the institutions in the California Department of Corrections, and I've been into San Quentin over 100 times. So I've got an inside, a fairly good view of what prisons are like. And to see the way they, once again, use voyeuristic approaches to, number one, force people to watch stuff that otherwise they might not care about, but also the element of fear that they pass along to the viewer there is a very clear and intentional ingredient or outcome of shows like that. They want you to be scared silly.
Well, you know what, Peter? I don't like those shows because they do exactly on the inside of prison what Cops and America's Most Wanted does on the outside. They sort of, they glorify and they institutionalize this mentality that, you know, I mean, everybody who goes to prison basically kind of gets their rap down. And, you know, I just think it's, and we probably disagree on this. I just am not sure that there, it does anybody any good to sort of, to glorify it, to see it, to make it part of sort of the national conversation, because, you know, at the end of the day, if we're all criminals one way or another, you know, if that's sort of the mentality that succeeds in America, if we're all that way, then we are truly living in a police state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a state where it's not, people are scared, it's not safe. Everybody sort of has a referent about prison. Everybody knows somebody who's been in a prison or, you know, has done it themselves. It's a very dangerous thing to sort of make that the social norm.
Well, I agree with you there. Yeah. I'm not sure where we disagree. Go ahead, Mike.
Besides vilifying the inmates, what it does is it makes heroes out of the correctional officers, and then when they go to get a raise or whatever, you know, they're able to, they get the public on their side that there's some kind of thin blue line protecting, you know, if it wasn't for them, we'd be overrun with the maniacs or something.
Right. You know what, you're absolutely right, and not just that, but the fact is that the most powerful union in California.
Exactly, yeah.
No, is the prison guard association. And what happens is that we end up spending more money for prisons than we do for schools in California. And once again, if that's a, you know, that is a very frightening social marker.
Yeah. Well, and you're right. The CCPOA, California Correctional Peace Officers Association, is a despicable union. And I say that as a man who's proud to be a member of the AFL-CIO. And I support organized labor. But these people use their political clout to rejigger policy, essentially to keep more people in prison so there's more employment for guards. It's really insidious. Well, Richard, thanks for joining us today, and I want people to go to the New York Times and read about the Internet Safety Technical Task Force. To catch a predator, not needed. Let's kill it. Thanks, Richard Rappaport.
Thank you, Peter.
We'll continue in a moment. Cliff Schechter next on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
It's the story that shocked a nation. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In Greenfield, California, a father has been arrested for selling his 14-year-old daughter into marriage. Marcelino De Jesus Martinez is charged with selling his daughter to 18-year-old Margarito Galindo for $16,000, six cases of beef, and 100 cases of Corona. However, when Mr. Galindo didn't pay, the father called the cops to report his daughter as a runaway. The police chief of Greenfield quickly discovered what was really going on.
The father had been negotiating through a third party for a dowry and cases of beer and items, which now appears to would have been for the wedding.
Wedding refreshments for a traditional arranged marriage. The families are all members of a Mexican tribe, and this goes on all the time back home. Of course, they're not back home. They're in California, and in California, this is against the law. You see, immigrants have to understand that American culture is very sensitive about these things. Take the case of Natalie Dillon.
I'm 22, and it's just something I truly want to do, and I think a lot of people are thinking that I have doubts, but I'm not.
Natalie's the San Diego woman who's auctioning off her virginity. Bidding is now up around $3.7 million.
I really want to parlay this money into some great investments and hopefully be set for life.
Yes, after she splits the fee with her agent. You see, if Mr. Martinez wanted to sell his daughter, he just needed to wait a few years and do it legally. In our society, we have a word for a $16,000 arranged wedding, a bargain. Throw the book at that guy. Now this.
Whether you run a small business or a big enterprise, you face similar IT challenges every day, including network security, user productivity, network and application performance, and data storage and email retrieval. That's why over 70,000 businesses like yours count on Barracuda Networks to solve these challenges.
Right out of the box, without IT expertise, at a price that any business can afford.
Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for a free 30-day trial of any of our security, productivity, or storage appliances.
That's 888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or see for yourself at Barracuda.com.
This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio.
Hi, I'm Debbie LaSala from LaSala's Buy Right Market and Deli at 250 Casa Verde Way in Monterey. Buy Right has been a family-owned Monterey Bay treasure since 1938. Hungry for delicious sandwiches? Join the many LaSala regulars who love our tasty, hearty sandwiches prepared with fresh-baked Palermo bread. Eat in or grab on the run at LaSala's Buy Right Market and Deli. Whatever your choice, we at LaSala's will greet you with Mon Pa hospitality and truly awesome meals. And remember, sandwich trays are also available for meetings and parties. LaSala's Buy Right Market and Deli is located on the west side of Highway 1, exiting at 250 Casa Verde Way and going just past the first stop sign. For more information, call 372-6824. That's 372-6824. LaSala's Buy Right Market and Deli. A Mon Pa treasure at your service for 70 years.
Dedicated to the proposition that fun, learning, and personal growth go together perfectly, Thinker Toys, with two beautiful stores on the Monterey Peninsula, has an incredible selection of fun and educational toys, games, books, and art supplies for infants to teens.
For nearly 40 years, Thinker Toys owner Mark Phillips and his experienced staff have been serving the parents and children of the Central Coast. They can help you choose the perfect gift for the special child in your life. Join Thinker Toys' three generations of satisfied customers, and you'll see why Thinker Toys is the most fun place to shop on the Monterey Peninsula. Open every day. Thinker Toys is at the corner of San Carlos and 7th in Carmel by the Sea, and next to Starbucks in the Del Monte Center in Monterey. You can also order by phone, 831-624-0441. That's 624-0441. Or browse at thinkertoys.com.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show. He's smart, funny, well-informed, opinionated, and mild-mannered, except when he's not. Welcome to Peter B.'s America. Here we go, starting another war. We got our heads up our asses. You know, we're really bored. Hey, hey, we're Republicans, and people say we act like clowns. We love natural disasters. Did somebody really drown?
In just a few days, this will be a golden oldie.
We want to, yeah, you know it's true. And if you don't believe us, turn on the nightly news. Hey, hey, we're the Republicans, and people say we act like clowns. We just steal elections, run the country into the ground. We're just trying to be greedy. Our names are Bush, Cheney, and DeLay. We just passed a new bill recently. It's for people with no brains.
Cliff Schechter joins me now, a regular contributor to our program. He's the author of The Real McCain, and he's a political operator and activist based in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Cliff, how you doing today?
Doing well. How you doing, Peter?
Not too bad. I'm just realizing...
It's a snowstorm here, but otherwise I'm all right.
Oh, you are?
We are, man. Your old haunt here.
Like a dozen inches or something?
It's not quite that bad, but I think we may be seeing, at least at this point, about 7 or 8 inches, so it's getting there.
I don't want to make you feel bad, but we're struggling through, like, the fourth day of 75-degree weather here.
Oh, you people out there.
I mean, I don't have shorts on today, but I did have to pull some shorts out over the weekend because it just got too hot.
Well, that'll happen here and there.
Yeah.
We haven't had that problem. But the little guy likes the snow, so he gets to go out and play.
Yeah, yeah. So you're hunkered down, and you can enjoy it.
Exactly. Good stuff.
Well, Cliff, we're preparing for the big transition. I just played one of my favorite Republican bashing tunes from the last 8 years. And, you know, we can get a little nostalgic here because some of these Republicans are going to crawl out of their government jobs and back to the corporations, think tanks, and lobbying firms that they came from.
We certainly will be crawling right on back.
Yeah.
We can never provide the biggest paycheck immediately.
Well, I understand that the General Services Administration had chores that they were assigned over the last month to grease up all the revolving doors to make sure those Republican cats could get through them easily.
Yeah, you want to make sure to grease them up well so they speed up, because mm-hmm. so many guys need to go through so quickly.
Yeah.
But obviously you want to go to help expedite that process of whoring out.
Well, Crew has put together a report, and we talked about it with Melanie Sloan yesterday. If you go to citizensforethics.org, it's their report on the revolving door. And it is pretty breathtaking how the Republicans just, they hardly wait 10 minutes before leaving a government job to take a position where they're exploiting the connections they had and where they are continuing their work of dismantling regulations and policies that, were struggled over for decades to put into place.
Well, you understand, I mean, if you follow it, you know, logically, in other words, from a non-Republican perspective, it makes complete sense, Peter, because when they're in government, they're acting as lobbyists anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
When they're in government, you know, let's take someone like an Elaine Chao, for example. They're going into a certain agency and doing the exact opposite of what it was meant to do, labor in this case, and hurting workers and doing what they can to ship jobs abroad. So really, there's no point. I mean, you might as well just go over to a lobbying firm because all you're doing is really just transferring your address and behaving the same way. But nothing really changes. They don't believe government works. They believe it government's there as something that's meant to enrich their friends. So that's what lobbying is too, right? I mean, at least the way they practice it.
Mm-hmm.
So
well,
there you go.
It is pretty amazing. Now, here's another tune. And Katrina, prepare yourself, please. This is the one she really, really, really hates.
Bomb, 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 bomberan. Bomb, 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 bomberan. Bomb, 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 bomb.
When your pal John McCain, who you profiled in The Real McCain, he had the poor judgment of, he said it was a joke, trying to sing this song, and it was on a day he had a really bad cold, and he can't sing to begin with. But the message really lingered, and Obama even used it against him in one of the debates in the fall. And I am so gratified that Bush and Cheney did not, in fact, attack Iran on their watch. We know they really wanted to. And we're learning now that Bush blocked Israel from, A, borrowing a bunker buster bomb to drop on Natanz, and, number two, overflying Iraqi airspace. And Israel went to the trouble of this war game that they conducted in the fall, basically to prove that they could conduct a raid as far away as the Natanz facility in Iran. And so I am pleased and mystified that Cheney did not have his way on this, or that they didn't find a way to goad the Israelis into doing it with winks and nods. And, well, here, we'll replace the bunker buster after you use it.
Yeah, that's why I feel like I have to wait until I know more. Because whenever I hear that Bush did something, and it kind of sounds like it makes sense,
yeah,
I know there's something wrong there. I mean, come on. There's got to be a problem there. Let's be honest. How often does this happen? So I feel like that's a leak by some Republican as part of the Bush legacy project to try and make Bush look a little bit more sane than the last 8 years truly were.
Yeah.
Soon we'll find out that Dick Cheney was took courses in etiquette and never used four-letter words, too. Who knows where else it'll go from there?
Well, it has been remarkable how blunt Bush and Cheney have been about torture in the last 2 weeks. Over the weekend, Bush himself explicitly acknowledging that he ordered the waterboarding of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. And I don't see a way that Bush can pardon himself unless he does the number where, you know, he pardons Cheney, resigns, and Cheney pardons him. But the way that they have been so direct and publicly acknowledging their law-breaking, it kind of shows that they know that, I guess they take Obama at his word, that he's not going to prosecute these issues.
Well, yeah, I mean, let's hope. I've talked about this in a number of places, whether he prosecutes them or not, and I understand the complete balance that needs to be made because we have a sort of we're in many crises right now. We have a historic opportunity to pass health care, and you know, the Republicans, everything is partisan politics. So if you're trying to do what's right, that's partisan politics, and the whole place could get bogged down. At the same time, I'd like them to take on a couple of these issues and get some victories, like what's going on, hopefully with S-CHIP right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in a democracy, if we want to stand or call ourselves a democratic republic, and we want to say that we have these rules and laws and traditions that you just don't step beyond, then you have to, what's the motivation for the next guy to have to do it and take us a step further than Bush did? I mean, if we want to currently exist as we do, at some point there has to be accountability beyond any revenge or anything anybody wants to take, just from an objective, you know, from a point of view of preserving what we have, you know? So I don't know how we don't at some point, I mean, it doesn't have to be Obama, it could be an independent prosecutor. Somebody's got to look into this stuff, and it probably has to be many somebodies, because if we were to sit here and try and list every scandal, mm-hmm. I mean, I was reading something, I'm trying to remember who it was, it was Krugman or someone who brought up the Department of Interior scandal with these guys where they were giving away, what were they doing with, like, members of oil companies? Who
well, they were sexing them up, they were coking them up, and partying down at the Minerals Management Office.
Right, sex and drugs at that place that you'd expect it, the very sexy Minerals and Management Office, or Minerals Management Office.
Right. Well, I'm aroused just thinking about it.
I am, too. I don't know what to do with myself. These guys found a way to just turn into a, you know, and so that's something along the lines, of course, if people will remember back to Teapot Dome, a big Department of Interior scandal with Warren Harding dealing with oil leases. And that's, like, not enough to even make the top 100 in the Bush administration.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, so something has to be done because lawbreaking didn't become something that happened here and there. It was a pattern.
Right.
It was an expected thing. You did what you wanted. You broke the law. Cheney can sit there and look at people right now and say, and just in this unbelievably stupid tone, say waterboarding isn't torture, as if people haven't been tried as war criminals for doing that in the past.
Right. Well, Cliff, I think we're in agreement here. I, number one, want to see full disclosure. I think we need to know the extent of these programs and to the extent to which they broke the law. Secondly, I think we need to send a clear signal that America has changed and we won't do this again. And that signal is best packaged in convictions of people who broke the law. And while I'm not vengeful, I don't want a partisan witch hunt. When the law's been broken, I get a speeding ticket, you get a speeding ticket. But, you know, these people seem to have some sort of immunity or impunity. And I think that as a nation of laws, we need to draw a clear line there. And so Bob Furtick is the one who put up the post at change.gov calling for a Fitzgerald prosecutor.
In Ohioan.
Yeah. To take on these issues. And I have a minor change because I wasn't that happy with Pat Fitzgerald on the Rove case because he didn't get Rove. And
yeah,
he didn't even attempt to get Rove, and he shut that case down after getting Scooter Libby on lying to investigators.
Yeah, I still don't understand that whole thing because I feel like I'm not a lawyer, but Rove was able to come back and then clarify his testimony. And I'm not trying to criticize Fitzgerald. I think he's done some really good work.
Well, I am.
I'm still very bothered by the fact that Rove was able to clarify anything and wasn't. I mean, it's so clear that this man needs to be in jail if we're going to have any accountability.
Well, and
on the lines of what we're talking about.
And you know, for me, Cliff, the real candidate for a special prosecutor is David Iglesias. All right,
hey, that's a great idea.
He's a decorated Air Force reservist. He really
a was Republican, a Republican too. By
yes, he was a Republican who was a man of principle who stood up to the Republicans who tried to force him to bring phony voter fraud charges in New Mexico.
That's right.
And so,
that's a great idea.
Yeah, you couldn't accuse him of a partisan witch hunt, but he is a man who knows what the law is and stands for it. And that's where I think we could see a healthy approach to investigating these issues, and again, sending a clear signal that the America of Barack Obama doesn't tolerate those kinds of things.
Well, again, not to get too hyperbolic, but the whole point, I think, of that crazy revolution thing we did was that we wanted the rule of law, not rule by men, you know, not rule as they would have said it, not a rule where whoever happens to be king gets to say, well, you know, if you do it, you go to jail. If my friend does it, he doesn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
A completely arbitrary, you know, application of law. And that's what we're seeing here in probably the most blatant way that we've ever seen it.
Yeah.
Right in front of our eyes, because we've got a media that's documented, sometimes against their will, but has documented all of it, or at least a lot of it. We probably still don't know some of it. But
we do have the admissions of Bush and Cheney themselves that contradict Pelosi, who said, well, I don't know if there's enough evidence to convict these guys. I mean, they've given us their own unvarnished testimony.
Oh, yeah. Is there enough to get them on numerous things? Absolutely, I would think. I'm saying that there's probably other things that we'll just never know and never get them on because of millions of missing emails and all the other things that they've done.
Here's David in San Francisco. Hello, David. You're on the Peter B. Collins Show with Cliff Schechter.
Hey, hi, Peter and Cliff.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, I wanted to ask about trying to get a declaration of disaster for the people out in Tennessee with that Tennessee Valley Authority. But before I did, you were just talking about the idea of Rove and Bush and Cheney and whatnot and their callousness. I kind of, you know, I'm surprised that people haven't taken the position that, you know, psychologically, bullies like it to be, you know, they like it to be public knowledge that they are bullies.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is a very psychological thing, and sort of a, you know, 1,001 Nights sort of arrangement. So, people should be looking at it from a psychological viewpoint, and maybe there are certain of these senators and congressmen that have been bullied too often in their lifetime and are not psychologically able to start with the charges. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to ask Cliff, I'm not sure if he's aware of this big hazardous waste spill out in Tennessee, the Tennessee Valley Authority.
Yeah, the coal ash. You're talking about the coal ash?
Yeah, it's the biggest hazardous waste spill in the history of America. It's a billion gallons filled with mercury, lead, cadmium, arsenic, radioactive isotopes.
Pretty much everything Bush legalized to end up in drinking water.
Right.
Hey, come on, you guys, it's clean coal.
Yeah. So essentially what's happened, this happened on the 22nd of December. It's,
right.
Almost 3 weeks ago. And it is still has not been declared a disaster. This was a billion gallons of water. It was, it's 100, it's better than 100 times bigger than the Exxon Valdez.
That's right.
And it still has not been declared a disaster.
Well, David, so you make a good point. And did you know that the Bush administration has issued a disaster declaration for Washington, D.C. in advance of the inauguration? And it's really just a technical thing so that if the cost of security goes over the budget that the district has, they can apply to FEMA to get reimbursed. But I just offer that Bush is willing to declare a disaster area in Washington in advance.
Yeah.
But with all the evidence there in the Tennessee Valley, he can't bring himself to make that declaration now.
Well, what I'm leading up to in this is that they need to get what are called baseline blood tests. People living along the river should have blood tests at the earliest possible stage so they can see how clean their bodies were before they got affected. And they need to, you know, if you look at the, United Mountain Defense, and I think it's Dirty Coal TVA Blogspot, they're talking about it's their common charge down there is $500 per person to do one of these samples. If this was a declaration of a hazardous or of a disaster,
mm-hmm.
the county governments would be flush with money to be able to do these blood tests, but they can't do it because of the lack of declaration. So I'm wondering if Cliff has some idea, you know, what it would take to get this declared and then, to try to get some money flooded in there.
Well, maybe Wednesday next week we could get that issued. Cliff?
Yeah, well, I'll just say quickly, I knew about it, to answer your question. I did not know it was quite that devastating. I knew it was a pretty serious situation, and I wish I did know more about it, about what could be done to get them to take this seriously. I've gotten to a point where I'm not sure. You know, we didn't know how to get the Bush people to take Katrina seriously, or planning for Iraq, so I'm not really sure I know what can be done. And we've got a Republican Congress who sat around and said they might reject the stimulus plan, even that leads us into a Great Depression. So we're not dealing with people here that use common sense when they put policy together. Let me just say that.
All right, we got to take a break. David, thank you for your comment today. And Cliff, stand by. We'll continue in a moment with Cliff Schechter here on the Peter B. Collins Show. You're listening to the new KRXA 540.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Fia Kareem with your KRXA 540 AM traffic and weather report. Right now on the northbound 101 at Crazy Horse Canyon Road, there is a traffic hazard. And in Santa Cruz on the northbound 1 just south of Larkin Valley Road, there are 4 or 5 deer grazing on the right-hand shoulder, so watch out for them. Also in Santa Cruz on the southbound 1, just south of Highway 129, there is a vehicle on fire. And in the Hollister-Gower area, we have a collision with no injuries on Shore Road at Fraser Lake Road. CHP is on the scene there. And weather, we're having a beautiful afternoon with clear and sunny skies. Here are some temperatures for this afternoon. Currently, Monterey is 66, Salinas is 76 degrees, and Santa Cruz is 77. Well, that's your traffic and weather on AM 540. Have a great afternoon, everyone, and stay with the Peter B. Collins Show.
Looking for a big city dining experience with local ma-and-pop prices and service? Look no further than Jim's American Chinese Restaurant at 8069 San Miguel Canyon Road, Prunedale, just behind Burger King. Stephen Lowe, master chef and co-owner of Jim's American Chinese Restaurant, brings to Prunedale his 35 years of experience in cosmopolitan San Francisco. Stephen serves traditional American and Chinese dishes with subtle, delicious French and Italian influences. Jim's has great meals for $10 to $15. For extraordinary food to die for and prices that won't dent your budget, make it a point to visit Jim's American Chinese Restaurant in Prunedale. Jim's is open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 9, and Sundays, noon to 9. At Jim's, you can dine in or take out. And catering is also available. Call 663-4888. That's 663-4888. To make reservations at Jim's American Chinese Restaurant, call 663-4888.
What would life be without flowers? It would be like a birthday cake with no candles, a wedding with no ring. It would be like a graduation without friends and relatives, a promotion without a raise. Thankfully, life is full of flowers and reasons to give them. In fact, sometimes the best reason is no reason at all. And all you have to do is stop by or call Ferrari Florists and Gifts. You see, flowers from Ferrari Florists and Gifts are more personal and special because whatever you're celebrating, we can create unique arrangements from a wide selection of fresh-cut flowers, and we can deliver them the same day. So you can enjoy life and even declare your love with flowers. Call Ferrari Florists and Gifts today at 460-7000 or visit our website at www.ferrariflorist.com. And we'll help you realize the true potential of flowers. Ferrari Florists and Gifts, 514 Front Street, Santa Cruz. Experts in the art of expression.
Gotta be the worst we ever had. Got the job 'cause of his dad. Now we're all in danger.
Oh, another bush bashing tune will be retiring.
He come around up to no good. Broke the old treaties 'cause he could. Struts all around like a hood. Got us in a world of trouble.
And I still have a box of bush bashing books here that I purged from the bush bashing bookshelf before it collapsed. And not so many listeners have called to adopt them. So you can do that if you like. Anytime you call the program, just say, hey, do I get a book? And I'll give you an opportunity to pick one and like to get them into the hands of people who might actually read them. Cliff Schechter's book, The Real McCain, is not in there. That's a collector's item, and we'll be holding on to that one.
Thank you, sir.
Let's talk to Colonel Terry over in Santa Cruz, and then I want to get a quick comment on some of the confirmation hearings that are underway. Colonel Terry, go ahead.
Well, first of all, Mr. Schechter is still with you?
Yes, he is.
Cliff, I want to compliment your work highly.
Thank you, sir.
My perspective is I've known John McCain for 20 prior. Hello?
Yeah, you're still there. I don't know what happened. I guess that's the NSA. Keep going.
Probably is. And I worked in McCain's 2000 campaign, as Peter may recall, and I did everything to make sure McCain and Sarah Palin would justifiably lose in 2008 for reasons that are obvious to it.
Well, and she just keeps on giving. I mean, her recent interview with that right-wing documentarian is just so juicy.
Incredible. Incredible. The woman is too stupid to be considered, let alone too lunatic.
She is, and just I'll say, when I worked on some political campaigns in Kentucky, Ziegler, the guy that made the film, was the voice of the right there, and he's every bit the idiot that Rush Limbaugh or any of these other guys on the right are.
Interesting.
Well, actually, I as a former Republican and a former Catholic, and now a political progressive like Peter transitioned to, I gather, and I care about my country's serious future and Obama having every possible opportunity to succeed, as I think he will do. I think we ought to encourage Republicans to nominate Palin again.
It would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, I'm really concerned at the failure, if that will be, of the Obama Attorney General, whoever that might be, and the Justice Department, not to have an independent, separate, stands-away, but ongoing investigation of the criminality of the Bush-Cheney administration, top and bottom and sideways.
Yeah.
I cannot believe that the major media isn't calling for that, or some of the serious pundits in the Senate.
You know, I got to say, I wonder, and this came to me, and this could be completely off base, but I wonder if that's some of the reason some of the Republicans are standing up and talking about giving Holder a hard time. in a way, sort of threatening him.
Back away from Bush Cheney.
Yeah, I mean, that could be, again, I don't know that. I just thought of it. So.
All right, I have encountered Eric Holter in previous years, and which I'm happy to document if somebody wants. I think the man has got is near spineless at times.
Interesting.
Okay, he's a fixer and an accommodator. Far more. This is not a man of critical components, in my observation, to pursue justice.
Well, there are two things that I'm concerned about. One is that I think Republicans will make hay over his involvement in the Clinton pardon of Mark Rich.
As they should.
But that may go away depending on who and how many pardons are issued by W. The other thing is that in the last 7 years, he's been representing corporate interests against average Americans.
Absolutely.
And to the extent the Republicans air that out, it could damage his confirmation prospects.
I would ask Holder to withdraw if I was even a conscientious Democrat on the Senate.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Terry, thank you very much.
Well, Cliff,
and Cliff, just a quickie on the Hillary Clinton confirmation hearings yesterday. Wasn't it great to see David Vitter represent ethics?
Yeah, I'm always intrigued, and I'll say frankly, I enjoy seeing David Vitter give people lectures on ethics. He kept questioning, he wanted to question Hillary about everything Bill Clinton's ever done, and you know, that's fine. And I think there are others there too, like Dick Lugar, who are going to do the same thing, but people that are actually respectable. Whether I agree with Lugar's politics, which I don't, for the most part, but he's at least respectable.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a guy that goes cavorting around with prostitutes in two different cities, and he thinks he has the right to question anybody about anything, which again is a reminder of why it's so ridiculous that Blagojevich needs to go, which we all know, guilty, he does need to go, why Larry Craig needed to go, why, what's his name, I can't remember anymore, that's great.
Ted Stevens, Mark Foley.
Right, and yet Vitter, the Republicans won't say anything, the damn thing about Vitter, they're still supporting him, and he gets to stay, even though he has no credibility on any issues, so it's a joke for him to be there.
Cliff Schechter, we'll talk again real soon, thank
all
you
right.
very much.
Take care, Peter.
Has your computer been slowing down? Are you having problems with your email? Or when you go to the internet, is your browser taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. We help people just like you with computer problems you can't fix. With one easy call, we can help you get your computer working the way you want it, speeding it back up, making sure you can send and receive emails, and making the internet fun again. You'll speak to a U.S.-based technician who knows what they're doing, who can usually fix your computer on the very first call. If your computer's been slowing down, you can't get your email to work, your internet's taking forever, or if you're not sure what's wrong, but your computer's just not working the way you want it, call My Computer Works, and we'll help you fast.
Call My Computer Works right now, toll-free, 888-629-9618. Tell them Peter B. sent you, 888-629-9618. One more time, 888-629-9618.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. America's retailers are reeling. In December, a month that usually makes the year, their sales dropped 2.7%.
When you have three-quarters of shoppers pausing before they buy, you're definitely going to see a downturn.
Analyst Candace Corlett says many who paused kept their credit cards in their wallets. This news was coupled with a gloomy report from the Federal Reserve. CBS News reporter Alexis Christophorus has that.
The Fed's beige book showed that the economy actually worsened in the past 2 months. So even the Fed realizes that there is not any one sector of the country that is seeing any bright spots right now. Things are bad across the board, and it appears as though the consensus is things are going to get worse before they get better. Some are now pushing the recovery for this recession all the way to the end of this year and perhaps the first quarter of 2010.
Stock market had its worst day of the year, the Dow down 248 points to close at 8,200. Al Goldman is chief market strategist at Wachovia Securities.
Investors are still very nervous, very jumpy, and as we can see today, it doesn't take much to knock the market down sharply.
The incoming Obama administration and Democratic leaders in Congress are putting the finishing touches on an economic stimulus plan. Reportedly, it will cost about $850 billion. Apple co-founder Steve Jobs is taking medical leave till the end of June. Jobs says his health problems are more complex than he realized when he said last week he had a treatable hormone imbalance. Apple stock fell sharply after the announcement. CNET's technical analyst Larry Magid says that's no surprise.
The big issue is that Steve Jobs is very important
to the success of Apple. It doesn't mean that Apple couldn't succeed without him, but he has his hand in every product. He has his hand in marketing. He's enormously important to this company, probably more so than any other CEO I can think of.
It's the first time we've heard from Osama bin Laden in 8 months. A new audio message calls on Muslims to rise up against the Israeli offensive in Gaza, and the al-Qaeda leader says President Bush is leaving a burden of war and economic crisis to Barack Obama. The White House says the message demonstrates bin Laden's isolation, which it considers the next best thing if he can't be captured or killed. It's not for lack of trying, as CBS News correspondent David Martin reports.
There is, at all times, a task force on alert in Afghanistan waiting for reliable intelligence on Osama bin Laden's whereabouts. They are there and on alert 24/7. They just haven't gotten anything that is reliable. The last time the U.S. had a good shot at bin Laden was in December of 2001 when they had him cornered in the Tora Bora Mountains.
Bin Laden and his followers slipped away. The price of oil fell further today, down 50 cents to $37.45 a barrel. This is CBS News.
So my little brother, who runs his own business, tells me, the holy grail in business is your customer's email. So I'm like, okay, but how can you, Mr. No Creative Bone in Your Body, do something snazzy like email marketing? And he goes, ConstantContact.com. You know, if I'd have known he'd be this successful, I totally would have given him the top bunk.
ConstantContact.com. Email marketing with tons of easy-to-use, professional-looking templates so you can be as creative as you want. Get a free 60-day trial and free live phone support at ConstantContact.com.
I'm Jim. Starting a construction business in this economy, you need every advantage you can get. That's why my accountant recommended Intuit QuickBooks. He said it's small business software that'll help me track every penny. Money in, money out, so I always know what's going on. So I tried it, and turns out he hit the nail right on the head. I can see all my money in one place. That's good, because I'm building more than houses. I'm building my business.
Intuit QuickBooks. Get back to business. Try it for free at QuickBooks.com.
Parents used to complain about the time their kids spent talking on the phone, but kids don't talk anymore. They text. CBS News correspondent Peter King reports on one extreme case.
14-year-old Emily Cox of Claremont, Florida, has been letting her fingers do the talking.
She, in the month of June 2008, sent and received more than 35,000 text messages.
Kristen Wallace is with Sprint, her provider during that period. She says the average user sends and receives 268 text messages a month.
It's crazy. It does seem like she would have to be texting day and night to be able to do that.
Believe it or not, 35,000 is not a record. An Indian man reportedly sent or received about 200,000 in a single month. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Today's high in Madison, Wisconsin was 8 degrees, but if you can stand the cold, it's a great place to live. In a survey of residents, 89% rated Madison's quality of life as good or better, and city services, even garbage collection, got high marks. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
So the other morning, I get an email from Moe's, my absolute favorite deli, whose pastrami I would actually kill for, which is probably why I gave him my email in the first place. Anyway, I'm like, wow, Moe's sending emails with coupons and photos? I want to bite my computer screen. Then it hits me. Eggs and pastrami hash for breakfast.
Email marketing from ConstantContact.com helps showcase your business, just like Moe. There's even free phone support with real live people. Get a free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com.
Two drivers, two very different stories heading home on a dark evening.
I hit the open road.
A deer popped out of nowhere. I panicked.
I saw a deer in the road. I slowed down.
I jerked the wheel. I wish I could have seen it.
I drove around it and was home before the next song on the radio.
With Silver Star headlights from Sylvania, you'll see more of the road ahead. Remember, headlights dim over time. Replace them before you are left in the dark. Visit your automotive retailer and choose the whitest, brightest light. Silver Star headlights from Sylvania.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show. Infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
We're heading into the free speech zone on the Peter B. Collins Show. Your calls and comments are welcome. Any subject, any viewpoint, from anywhere within the sound of my voice.
My toll-free number is 888-5-PETER-B.
To you at this moment, but that's all that matters to me. How are you?
That's Gnarls Barkley. Not to be confused with the former NBA star who got a speeding ticket or a DUI. Told the officer I was going to see my girlfriend for a Hummer. Or maybe I was taking the Hummer to... I don't know. I wasn't there. Joining us now is Johnny Steele. He's got an invitation for you. Hey, Johnny, how you doing?
Are you shaking, PVC?
I'm doing okay today. How about you?
You know, you always have the hippest music. You know, when I listen online or in my car, I just like, I'm getting old. I don't know who the heck these people are.
Well, that's Gnarls Barkley.
I know. Not Charles Barkley, but Gnarls Barkley.
Right. And Gnarls hasn't gotten in that kind of trouble lately.
Not yet, but he's still young. Maybe. I don't know. Everybody's younger.
Well, Gnarls is actually two guys, Danger Mouse and, I can't think of the vocalist's name right now.
Danger Mouse? Is that the name?
Danger Mouse is the guy who writes all the songs.
See, these musicians today, they have names like superheroes.
Yeah.
We didn't have that in our day.
No. The Beatles.
The Beatles and the Who, and we were happy to have it.
And the Dave Clark Five.
The Dave Clark Five. See, you knew what you were getting. It was Dave Clark, and there were five of them. It wasn't confusing.
Well, Johnny, we are counting down the days to the inauguration, and somehow we've bamboozled you into joining us in our extensive coverage on Inauguration Day.
Always a pleasure. I'm going to snoop around through my old notes and online and find out just different high points that I'm going to come in on throughout the day and say, did you remember on this particular date what happened? And then we'll have a lot of fun with all the different things that happened in the horrific last 8 years.
Oh, well, there's plenty to cry about, and, you know, once you get it behind you, you can start to laugh about it.
I know. I tell you what, you know, this was hard, this last 8 years. Well, obviously, for any compassionate, thinking, progressive, intellectual person, this was a horrific 8 years. But as a comedian, it was even harder than you think, because it takes a while, Peter, to read all the news and watch the news, make a bunch of notes on a piece of paper, distill mm-hmm. them down, write some actual jokes, get them to work out of your mouth, find a place for them in your act. And then by the time, I'm not even joking, but by the time you had done that, this guy had blundered somewhere else again, or some other bunch of criminals were, you know, off to prison or whatever was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because it was very hard to get this guy to do material on him and keep it in your act because, and I'm telling you, you know, one thing just replaced another thing day after day, and nobody wanted to hear about the arsenic water the day after something else happened.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, did you see the final Bush press conference?
No, I did not see it. I guess I'm going to Google it up online. No, I didn't.
Yeah, and don't go to whitehouse.gov. I tried to play the file from there yesterday, and apparently that server is just all jammed up with all the missing emails, and it can't play a video worth anything. But try over at YouTube.
Yeah.
And after you watch it, there are a couple of things. One is he uses the phrase misunderestimate.
Still.
And he appeared to be doing this without, you know, it didn't appear to be a laugh line to me. Like it was self-deprecating. Oh, let me remangle the word that I'm famous for mangling.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, and this is only speculation on my part, but I really wish one of the reporters, as a final gesture to Bush, would have put a breathalyzer on the microphone there at the podium where he was talking.
You think he's falling off the wagon again?
I do. I really do. I mean, in recent weeks, he has been so loose and goosey.
Yeah.
And he has, you know, said things. And, you know, because he's such a poor speaker and his diction sucks to begin with, maybe I'm imagining this. But it really seems to me that he has been impaired more than usual recently.
Well, it's probably hard to tell, but it could be pharmaceuticals, could be, I don't know what. He's daffy.
You think maybe Rush is sharing the hillbilly heroin?
Maybe. I, I don't think Rush shares. whether it's his food, his wealth, or his hillbilly heroin, Peter, I think you misstepped there.
All right, maybe he got it from Sarah Palin's almost mother-in-law.
Probably got it from Sarah Palin's almost mother-in-law. That's even going to happen. Funny how that thing's got pushed off to the back burner. As soon as the McCain-Palin ticket was off the map, so was that whole thing.
Well, but she keeps coming back to life. She won't leave us alone.
No, she won't leave us alone.
Katrina got a postcard from Sarah Palin in the last couple of days inviting her to come up to Alaska soon.
Well,
you know, before you blink your eye, Charlie.
She's got a book. I think it's going to be titled "You Betcha." You Betcha, Katrina.
Have you seen those videos? This right wing guy Ziegler is interviewing her and kind of feeding her sense of victimization by the media. And then she compares herself to Caroline Kennedy.
Yeah.
And implies that there's a class issue. Well. Maybe there's a lack of class issue, Sarah.
They're brilliant. You know, I've read a couple of books on this, and they are just brilliant about doing something awful, and then when you call them on it, they spin themselves around to be the victim immediately. You know, I played football in high school and college, and that was a simple trick we used 30 years ago. You know, you held the guy, and then when he punched you, you put your hands up in the air like, what's he doing?
Yeah.
Clearly held the guy. But.
And her handlers kept her in a bubble as much as humanly possible. And then she criticizes them because they sent her back to talk to Katie Couric a second time, hoping that she could redeem herself and name at least one newspaper or magazine that she reads. Yeah,
all the ones that there are there.
Well, I like to read Bear Paws and the
Turkey
Moose
Slaughter Quarterly.
Moose Antler Digest.
And Snow Machine. They're so messed up, they call the snowmobile a snow machine up there. I don't even know what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, at Tahoe, they have snow machines.
Yeah.
They make snow. Yeah. And then you ride a snowmobile up the mountain on the fake snow.
Well, you would have to first, Peter, have some deductive reasoning skills and know that mobile, to move, to take you. So there's snowmobile, a device that moves you on the snow. But if you don't know what the root words are and you're just parroting things, well, then there you go. I don't know. Part of me says she was sprung on us before we had a chance to look at her, and then she was off the scene, and that's that. And part of me says when we bring her back and we can really look at her under the lights, she's going to look hideous. I don't mean physically, of course, but they're going to hide her under a ice block somewhere up there. Or people, you know, that's a scary thing. You know, we have to watch out. My friends keep saying, oh, we kick butt. I don't know what you guys probably know. How many people voted? 120-something million? And what did McCain-Palin end up with?
45 million?
You're not exactly talking about a butt-kicking in the popular vote. There's still a bunch of folks out there who looked at the girl going, oh, I read all the publications that there are there that they have. And John McCain, I said, it looked like a bad sitcom, you know, Cadaver and Skank. It looked like a sitcom from Fox News. Tonight on Fox, Cadaver and Skank. He's 1,000 years old. She knows absolutely nothing. Cadaver and Skank. Cadaver and Skank. Friday on Fox. Sorry. I had to clean that up a little bit for a radio. But.
Johnny Steele's with us here on the Peter B. Collins Show. I'm not playing you off yet, Johnny. This is an important song.
Who is it?
It's by a group called The Silencers, and it's called Letter from St. Paul. And I think eventually they start singing. Let's see.
They're silent.
Yeah, they're not singing there either. Well, they get around to it, but you get the idea. The reason I brought that out is that you're working with Dan St. Paul and Will Durst and Joe Klocek. Is that how he says?
Klocek.
And you're doing the Obama Ha Ha tour around the Bay Area?
Yeah, you know, originally it was going to be the Bush Bye Bye tour, but we thought, you know, it's time to start having a more optimistic attitude for the next. We're going to need an optimistic attitude for the next couple of months or years. And so, yeah. It's me and those other aforementioned characters, and we are going all over. You can go to my website, johnnysteele.com, and see the schedule. But we go to Comedy Club Rooster Teeth Feathers in the South Bay tomorrow night. We're up to Santa Rosa Last Day Saloon. We're back down to the Santa Cruz Mountain Don Quixote on Saturday night. We sold hundreds of tickets at certain theaters already. The Empress Theater in Vallejo on Sunday night. Monday is a holiday for a lot of folks because that's Martin Luther King Day. So we sold like 200 and some tickets at the beautiful downtown Vallejo Empress Theater. We are at the Sebastiani.
I see. I've got a listing for that. 2 p.m., but it doesn't say what day.
Yeah, well, boy, that's bad. Well, Sunday.
Sunday. Okay, Sunday in Sonoma at the Sebastiani Theater, and that one is posted at green960.com. That's where I found that.
Great, and then we race back and close it out on Monday night, the night before Inauguration Day, at the Fabulous Punchline in San Francisco. So there'll be a lot of taunting and scoffing and old-timey jokes. I'm going to try and pull those old jokes out about Bush over the years, maybe do them in a chronological order so people can enjoy him one last time before he rides off into his library. Where I can't wait to see the library. I did see that. I did read some of the transcripts from his last press conference, and I was in the gym last night, and I saw him on Larry King, and he's going to – my wife just screamed. He said, oh, I think I'm going to write a book. And my wife said, he hasn't read a book. How are you going to write a book when
he hasn't read
a book?
He claims that he and Karl Rove had a book-reading contest while he was in the White House.
Yeah. Yeah,
we've got Joseph on the line from Arcata listening on the mighty KGOE. Go, Joseph.
Hey there, guys. I'm loving this conversation. Earlier on, Johnny, you were talking about the unbelievable onslaught of bad deeds.
Yes.
I couldn't help but get this picture of the episode of The Simpsons where Mr. Burns getting a health check, and the doctor reports that the only thing keeping the guy alive is that there's so many terrible things trying to kill him all at the same time that they can't all do it.
They're fighting each other and getting in the way.
Yeah, it's like that's what Bush's onslaught of bad deeds has been for the public. Like, we just can't even get to any of it.
Yeah. It's true.
Well, and, you know, Mr. Burns really favored Kenny Boy Lay from Enron, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
They're,
I don't know. I mean, I think
the look, the greed.
Mr. Burns, an injustice there.
we're fairly well-read guys as comics. We keep our newspapers open and our radios on all the time. But the other night we were just going, now who was the guy who was put in charge of protecting the kids by the internet, but then he tried to molest them while they were in their soccer trunks?
Foley.
Oh, no. Yeah, we couldn't remember the name. And who was the other guy who, now who was the name of the fundamentalist preacher who was very anti-gay and turned out to be doing crack with a gay prostitute?
Ted Haggard. But he's heterosexual now. It was just a laugh.
Now, Ken DeLay is in jail, or is he just indicted? Now, what about who leaked the what?
DeLay is he's got off scot free
to the auto bailout.
The auto bailout, they gave him money right before New Year's. And they snuck in a no-strike clause. The Bush administration imposed that on General Motors and Chrysler in exchange for the money.
Yeah, that was part of the whole thing. They were really trying to make sure the unions didn't have any chance to actually have any power, strength, or rights.
Yeah. All right, Joseph, thanks a lot for your call. Johnny Steele, thank you very much. We'll talk to you on Inauguration Day.
Thank you, sir, and have a great, it's not the weekend yet. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll see you in a few days on the good day.
All right, and catch the Obama Haha Tour. Go to johnnysteele.com and get all the details. We'll take a break and return. My lines are open for you. It's the Free Speech Zone. Let me know what's on your mind. 888-5-PETER-B. 888-573-8372. If you call me from Boston, I've got a bonus for you. 888-5-PETER-B.
You're listening to KRXA 540.
Can choice be saved? On Thursday, January 22nd, please join Planned Parenthood Marmonte in commemorating the 36th anniversary of the landmark Roe v. Wade decision. Join us for our annual luncheon, Can Obama Save Choice? Attorney Mickey Welsh will address these questions and more. The event will be held at the Hyatt Regency in Monterey on January 22nd from 11:15 to 1:15. Tickets are $25 for students and $35 for general public. For more information and to RSVP, please call Christina at 784-1109, extension 103. That's 784-1109, extension 103.
Hey, this is Tom Hartman for Dr. Daniel Turner. Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry for 35 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place before your first oral examination. He interviews every new patient so he understands what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street in downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. For all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
My name is R.J. Moyer, President of Family Heritage Management Services. I am a retirement specialist, and I protect my clients' money, and I can guarantee an income for life. We don't recommend stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities. These are risky securities. With securities, you have unlimited upside, but you also have unlimited downside. Our clients do not lose money in negative markets. Do you have a multi-generational IRA? Why not? It's been your right since 2001. Don't let Uncle Sam be your biggest beneficiary because your banker or broker is sleeping at the wheel. Call us right now at 831-794-8485 to receive your free brochure. We will then set up your free IRA and retirement checkup in our Salinas location. Call 831-794-8485. It's a new market, and it's time for a change. Call 831-794-8485. If you transfer your IRA, 401k, or any of your retirement accounts today, we will add 10% to your full account value. $100,000 becomes $110,000, $400,000 becomes $440,000, $700,000 becomes $770,000. It's a new market. It's time for a change. Call 831-794-8485.
Good evening, everyone. This is Fia Kareem with your KRXA 540 AM traffic and weather report. Taking a look at the northbound 101 just north of Chualar River Road, there are three dogs running between the lanes. Cars are stopping and swerving to avoid hitting them, so use a lot of caution if you're in that area. In Salinas on West Blanco Road at Davis Road, we have a traffic hazard with no further details. Jumping up to Santa Cruz, we've got a couple of collisions happening. On the northbound 1, just north of Airport Boulevard, we have a collision between lanes 1 and 2. And on 7th Avenue at Eddy Lane, we have a collision with no injuries. CHP is on the way there. Also on the northbound 1, just south of Larkin Valley Road, we're still keeping an eye on those 4 or 5 deer grazing on the right-hand shoulder. Please watch out for them. Well, that's your traffic on AM 540. Have a great evening, everybody, and stay with the Peter B. Collins Show.
We continue now on the Peter B. Collins Show. Earlier today, we started the show with a report on the efforts by the Free Gaza Movement to transport humanitarian aid and medical doctors, along with some media people, on a boat called the Spirit of Humanity, which left Larnaca, Cyprus yesterday and is steaming for Gaza City, Gaza Port. And Paul LaRudy with the Free Gaza Movement returns to our program right now. Paul, we understand that the Israeli Navy has confronted the Spirit of Humanity, and I'm looking at your website right now with the tracking map, which shows that the boat has made significant progress toward its goal of reaching Gaza City.
Yes, Peter. Now you'll see that the last posting there is an hour ago, and but in the meantime it's been on the same heading, which puts it right. If you look over at the right hand side, there's a map of the border between Lebanon and Israel. Mm-hmm. Now it's in international waters; it's not in Lebanese or Israeli waters. Mm-hmm. It's well out to sea. But nevertheless, as it began to cross that imaginary line, it was surrounded by Israeli boats. That's, that's really all we know right now. I'm going to, after we finish this, I'm going to try to get on the phone and talk to them. They're not receiving, they're not accepting media calls coming in right now.
Okay.
But I'll try to call them, and if I get an update, I'll call you back before the show is over.
Great. Yeah, we got about half an hour, so please do update us if you get usable information.
I sure will.
All right. Thank you very much, Paul.
Okay. Thanks.
Paul LaRudy, and if you go to freegaza.org, then click on the link on the homepage there to the map, and it takes a minute to load, but it has tracked the position of this ship over the last 19 hours, with a marker for each hour. And as you can see, it is in international waters and reportedly has been surrounded by Israeli boats. The last attempt to make a crossing like this was rebuffed as an Israeli gunboat rammed the Free Gaza Movement's boat, and the Israelis later reported that it was the other way around. But there were journalists, including a reporter from CNN, who told the story the original way, that it was the Israelis confronting and ramming the Free Gaza boat. So hopefully we'll get more on that before the end of the program, so stay tuned, and Paul LaRudy will update us if at all possible. I want to go back to Joseph in Arcata briefly because he called back. He'd like to claim a book as we purge the Bush bashing bookshelf here. Hello again, Joseph.
Hey, thank you very much for having me back on.
You bet. Now, you get a couple of choices here. Mm-hmm. Here's one by Mark Umili, which is called Bush Unplugged, The True Patriot's Guide to George W. Bush. And it's been a long time since I read this, but it's kind of an expose of the history of the Bush family. Then I have Jaded Tasks. It's subtitled Brass Plates, Black Ops, and Big Oil. This is by a muckraking reporter from Washington named Wayne Madsen. And Wayne has the distinction of the guy is being the guy who has reported that Laura Bush will break up with George when they leave the White House.
Wow.
And then if you don't want to deal in old trash, we have Chalmers Johnson, the retired professor from UC San Diego, whose book is called Nemesis, The Last Days of the American Republic. He's the guy who coined the term blowback, and it's a fascinating look at American foreign policy. So those are your choices.
Which one have the most scribbles by you?
Let's see. Nothing in the Wayne Mastin book. We've got a bunch of bent pages and some Post-it notes in the Bush Unplugged. And this volume of Nemesis I didn't even mark up because I had a second one.
Bush Unplugged, then. Thank you.
All right. It's going to be sent your way. Joseph, hold on. We'll get your mailing address and ship it out to you, okay?
Wonderful. Thanks.
All right. Great. So anybody who calls the program, Free Speech Zone, or any other time, if you want a book from the Bush Bashing Bookshelf, it can be yours. All you have to do is say, hey, I want a book. We'll take a break and return. Your phone call is welcome here. The Free Speech Zone underway. Any subject, any viewpoint. Let me know your thoughts. 888-5 Peter B.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Doing business in Santa Cruz County since 1950, Wilson's Tire and Service has two locations to serve you better wherever you live. Both locations feature full-service, friendly, fast, same-day service, or in the words of hands-on owner Juan Escamilla,
we're fast and fair, and service is job one at Wilson's Tire and Service.
Juan specializes in tire, brake, and alignment services with state-of-the-art equipment. Looking for fast, friendly, same-day service from experienced pros? Come to Wilson's Tire and Service, now located in Soquel Village at Old San Jose Road in Soquel Drive in Aptos Village, across from the entrance to Nicene Mark State Park. Questions? Give Juan a call at 476-0370. That's 476-0370. Say hello to Juan and get the Wilson's Tire and Service full service.
Don't forget to ask Juan how KRXA listeners can save an additional 10% at Wilson's Tire and Service.
Want to meet a healthcare provider that will give you the time to talk about your health issues and actually listen to you? Are you looking for an alternative to the pill-popping culture created by the megaceutical companies? Do you have chronic pain, headaches, depression, allergies, or any other unresolved health concerns? Give Optimal Health a try. Hi, I'm Glenn Sadowski, licensed acupuncturist at Optimal Health Acupuncture in Monterey at 655-3208. I'll be at the Pilgrim's Way Bookstore in downtown Carmel on the second and fourth Sundays of each month. Reserve your space for an absolutely free 20-minute health evaluation, a wonderful opportunity to make an informed decision on your well-being. Call Optimal Health Acupuncture at 655-3208 today. Times are limited. Optimal Health, where you receive good medicine with great results. Our number again is 655-3208 or on the web at optimalhealthmonterey.com. Think for yourself at Optimal Health.
House and protect your investments.
custom painting. Call Don Dickman Painting for a free estimate. Don Dickman Painting, serving Monterey Peninsula and the Big Sur Coast. Quality paint jobs and green painting solutions are fast and affordable. Call 667-2144. For a free estimate, call 667-2144. That's 667-2144. I'm Don Dickman. When quality counts, let us protect your investment. You're in good hands.
With Don Dickman Painting.
We're at www.dondickmanpainting.com.
Cornucopia Landscaping in Santa Cruz is a complete design, installation, and maintenance company. Cornucopia Landscaping specializes in water-saving gardens which retain a lush appearance. You can have fruit trees, grapevines, fresh vegetables, and many beautiful ornamental plants while using very little water. In fact, an entire cornucopia landscaping garden sips only as much water in a season as a lawn of equal size gulps down in 1 week. Drip irrigation is the key to a water-saving garden. Are you looking for a beautiful flagstone pathway? Cornucopia Landscaping builds decks, patios, arbors, fences, retaining walls, planter boxes, and many other custom-built wooden structures. Serving Santa Cruz County since 1996. For more information or consultation, call Davis at 831-335-1209. That's 335-1209. That number again is 335-1209.
Live, unscripted, and unrehearsed, of course. It's the unpredictable Peter B. Collins Show, originating from that dangerous liberal enclave, San Francisco. Call in anytime toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and add your voice to Peter B.'s America.
We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show. Got lines open in the free speech zone for you right now. Dial in on that fancy iPhone, your BlackBerry, your what-have-you PDA. 1-888-573-8372. Same number relates to 888-5-PETER-B. Either way, I want to talk with you. And then we can be friends.
Remember when you drank my wine? Why can't we be friends? 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 I seen you walking down the Chinatown. I told you, but you did not look around. I pay my money to the welfare line. I seen you standing in it every.
Two things in particular I invite you to comment on that we've talked about on the show so far today. One is that awful thing that passes for television news called To Catch a Predator. We talked with Richard Rappaport in our second hour today about the Chris Hansen feature that's on NBC Dateline and gets replayed on MSNBC, where they set up some schlub, some guy who's too horny gets on the internet and somebody connects with him in a chat room or via Craigslist or a Facebook or whatever. And then that guy goes to a location thinking he has a date with an underage girl. And there's Chris Hansen with cameras rolling, morality oozing. And as we pointed out, there is a study that was released yesterday from a panel called the Internet Safety Technical Task Force. And in 278 pages, they conclude that there's not a real problem out there. Sure, there are bad people who take advantage of underage children. Some use the internet, some use candy. But the phenomenon represented by Catch a Predator simply does not exist. And I'd like to hear your thoughts about that, because I'm offended
by NBC's participation in this. It's a form of high-tech entrapment. And how they get these people to sign releases so that they can run their encounters on television is beyond me. But I think it's ugly, and I'm very pleased that this Harvard study shows that there's really no serious problem there. Billy Sunshine joins us from Capitola, California today. Hello, Billy.
Hello.
How's it going?
Well, you know, it's going fine, although Bush just gets me so upset. But first, let me quickly respond to the TV thing.
Yeah.
You know, you're right. It's probably incredible entrapment when you talk about the fact that, you know, they want to have a TV show. They want it to happen so that the person responding to the predator is so very provocative, I promise you. That's where the real that's where it goes wrong, because these guys are just sort of guys who would maybe not do anything if they weren't pressed in a certain way.
Well, yeah, I mean, I do understand that these people appear to have crossed a line, but it's a line that was created, was fabricated. And so
and
right there, I think...
across the line. I'm telling you that the...
Well, they were induced or seduced.
Incredibly seductive in a way that gets them to go, oh, well, finally, you know, someone actually wants me to do this.
Yeah.
They literally believe the person wants them there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and so you're right about that. That stinks. Here's what else is sort of stinky. You know, it's the problem with this Eric Holder guy...
Yeah.
Attorney General, supposedly tomorrow they're going to talk about him?
They're going to start his confirmation proceedings, yeah.
That's so dumb. The big problem with him, supposedly, is that he gave this pardon. He helped get the pardon to Mark Rich.
Well, let's be careful in our language. He was asked for his opinion, and understand that the Mark Rich pardon went outside the normal channels. Usually the Justice Department reviews a request for a pardon and then makes a recommendation up or down to the president. Well, this came from fundraising channels. This came from friends.
Right.
And so Mark Rich, you know, clearly got special treatment. But what Holder did was he was very cautious and careful. He described himself as leaning in favor of the pardon for Mark Rich. He didn't make an explicit recommendation, and again, this was kind of outside the normal channels. So I think the whole thing is tawdry.
Well, the bottom
line is that presidential pardon power is absolute.
Well, but that's what I want to talk about. So while it might be a mistake on Mark Rich's part, it's you know, when you compare it to his entire career, if that's the best they got on him, he's going to sail through. But why not wait a week? Because let me tell you how ugly it's going to get. I caught the jerk on with Larry King. I hate the guy. I know it's not charming to hate a guy, but I hate him.
Mm-hmm.
And Bush was talking. I was asked about pardons, and he said, "I'm not going to talk about that." Like he's, you know, it's some private game he's playing.
Right.
Well, you know, the fact is, he's going to be doing the kind of pardons that, if we just wait to talk about this guy, he's going to look good compared to what we're going to be asked to swallow from this creep.
Well, I think you're right, and I do agree that the timing on this would be better after Bush issues whatever pardons he decides to use.
How are we?
I hope among those John Walker Lind will get a commutation. I think Bush will be that generous, but I still have that hope.
He has requested it.
Yeah, they've filed for it. So I you know, the process will go forward, but I imagine Bush will ignore that one. So yeah, the other thing about Holder is there are a series of news accounts and some you know, internet reporting that shows that in the interim, since he left the Justice Department, he cashed in as a high-paid Washington lawyer and fixer. And I can't cite the cases for you right now, but he's been on the wrong side, from a progressive point of view, of many cases, many issues that he's handled where he's earned fat fees from big corporations.
Why do you think Obama's gone for him?
Don't know. I don't know if they have a personal connection, you know, since Obama came to Washington. I do think they play basketball together.
Well, that's enough. One other thing, on the inaugural day, it's going to happen around 8:30.
Pacific time? Yeah, it happens between, you know, 11:30 and noon. I think the Constitution says that the president is to be sworn in at noon on the third Tuesday in January.
So we're having a meetup.
Mm-hmm.
For that at a coffee shop in SoCal called the Ugly Mug.
Okay.
So Mrs. Sunshine and me are going to be there, and all the people who want to sort of celebrate that moment. We'll bring our laptops, and we're going to be there at at 8:15 on Tuesday.
All right, and for our Bay Area listeners, Green 960 is participating in a big event at the Oakland Coliseum with big screen televisions. So if you're in the East Bay, you can stop by there. I think that gets underway by 8:00 on Inauguration Day. And
is not always better.
Well, you're probably right. And our exclusive coverage will be terrific, and I want to thank the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers for stepping up to sponsor it. Jeff Santos, the morning host of our affiliate in Boston, WWZN, will be live there on Monday and Tuesday, and he'll kick off Tuesday morning at 6 a.m., and then I'll be taking over in the afternoon after the official proceedings, and we'll continue well into the evening with our regular network of the Peter B. Collins Show, too. So it's going to be great, and a lot of interesting people will be joining us to offer their comments on this historic day.
You know, Johnny Steele, that was fun that the interview did with him, but he's wrong about one thing. I want to keep talking about all the horrible things he's done to us until I get not an acknowledgement that he made mistakes. I'm after an apology. Nothing less will do.
Yeah, and he still owes an apology to Cindy Sheehan.
Oh, he owes an apology to every American for many, many things.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how long it takes him to get around to it.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, Billy. Now to Connie in Salinas. Hello, Connie. You're on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Now, Peter, I'm just wondering if I'm the only one that has any information regarding this. I'm on Social Security disability.
Yeah.
And I applied for the renter's assistance claim from the Franchise Tax Board. And I received a notice from them stating the defense for the homeowners and renters assistance program was removed from the 2008 and 2009 state budget. Now, my income was $13,836, and I was counting on the $320 that I was supposed to get, so now I don't get anything.
Yeah. And well, Connie, you know, this is a shameful legacy of Proposition 13. Because the whole renter's credit, it's been called different things over the years, was intended to be an offset for those who would have to pay higher rents because their landlords would have to pay higher taxes. And, of course, that's not really true because Prop 13 locked in the tax rates at 1977 levels, saved landlords bundles of money over the years. But whenever California's hit the shoals of budget problems, one of the first things to go has been the renter's credit.
Well, this is the first time it's happened to me.
Yeah.
I was wondering if it was the only one, because I haven't heard anyone call in.
All right, well, let's open it up. If anybody else has had this experience, the California Renters Assistance Credit, or Renters Credit as it's known, if you have been denied it, or if you're aware of the process, I don't know exactly when in this prolonged budget debacle that we've had that they wiped that out, but I'm pretty sure they did as one of the ways to try to get closer to balance. And, of course, we're still subject to minority rule by radical Republicans in Sacramento who will not allow reasonable tax increases to be passed.
Okay, thanks, Peter. I'll hang up and listen to your program.
Very good, Connie. I appreciate your call today.
No, thank you.
Now to John in Carmel Valley, home of Leon Panetta. Hey, John.
I just want to compliment you for the coverage you've had on the Middle East thing. If I were in your shoes, I would, my stay out of conflict tendencies, especially when it would involve my, possibly ratings, possible advertising, all the things you need that I've been trying to cultivate. I admire your willingness to take on this grimmest of subjects. I mean, I don't know whether I could do it if I were in your position. I can get on and say some stuff on your program, and even that daunts me. I mean, I don't want to sound, as some people would interpret it, as anti-Israel, anti-Israeli, but if you take the positions I've taken, many people are going to conclude that automatically.
Yeah. Well, John, I try to be as clear as I can about my position. And Billy, who was just on with us a few minutes ago, took exception to some of my coverage of particularly the Palestinians. And we had a really healthy conversation about a week ago. And I really appreciate his perspective. And neither one of us came away thinking that the other was evil or misguided. We have some different perceptions and different senses of loyalty, perhaps. But I think that most clear-thinking people understand that you can criticize the state of Israel and its policies without being anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish, or even anti-Israel. Many of my comments are made in the hope that Israel will take a different direction in its own self-interest, because the occupation is untenable, and it is at the root of the problems that we face. And whether the Senate resolutions from the United States acknowledge that reality or not, the facts remain that the Palestinians will agitate against the occupation as long as it is imposed on them. And while I, you know, go to great lengths to try to make people understand that I don't support anybody launching rockets on civilian targets, and I've criticized the Palestinians and the Lebanese for that on numerous occasions. But likewise, I can't support the use of white phosphorus, of fighter jets, and bombs being dropped on apartment buildings in people's neighborhoods, and their intention to get the people they see as the evildoers of Hamas is something that I can rationally understand. But to believe that they can go into this very crowded, cramped, huge prison camp, which is what it is in reality, and use these military tactics and weapons systems to try to take out individual leaders of Hamas. Well, that's why 500 children have died. That's why when one of the leaders of Hamas was killed, his four wives and 11 children died with him. And I believe that Israel cannot make a rational or moral case for this overkill, because it really does amount to slaughter. And I won't be silenced. I'm sorry that this is the role I've taken, or to quote Jessica Rabbit, I was drawn this way. But I have to call them as I see them, and I believe that the United States has been wrong on this. I think Obama so far is wrong on this. I think what Hillary Clinton enumerated under pressure from senators yesterday is wrong. And I will keep speaking up in hopes of trying to get people to think about this in a rational and objective way and recognize that we cannot be part of supporting this bloody occupation.
Well, I have to remind myself, it took me, I'm 63, and it took me forever to become what I am now, anti-war on principle, and that's why I am the voice against this that I am. I would say the loneliest job in the world now is to be an evangelist for anti-war, because you'll never make that many converts that you'll do away with the pool that you have to evangelize. You'll always have a job, and I don't like that. I'm caught where I think this is futile. The human race has just got some ingrained go get 'em attitude that worse than eye for an eye, and how are you ever going to overcome that?
And what I want to hear from Barack Obama, it may not have a place in his inaugural speech, but the way I believe that he can maneuver past the American mistakes of the recent past, the way he can maneuver around the solid lock that AIPAC has on Capitol Hill, is to talk about the value of life. And that the value of an Israeli life is the same as the value of an Arab or Palestinian life. We got to start there. And if we do, then only good things can come from that. And if we don't, we'll see a repetition of what we're seeing right now. John, I'm late for a break, but I really appreciate your call and your comments. Thanks.
Okay.
888-5 Peter B. There's room for another call or two before we wrap up the show today. 888-573-8372. Thanks for listening to the Peter B. Collins Show, produced in San Francisco by Katrina Rill.
KRXA 540. Progressive talk for Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz.
Good evening.
evening, everyone. This is Fia Kareem with your KRXA 540 AM traffic and weather report. Right now, we have a traffic hazard on the northbound one just south of Fremont Boulevard. There are pelicans in between the lanes. And in Salinas on West Blanco Road at Davis Road, we've got a traffic hazard with no further details. In Santa Cruz, there was a traffic collision with an ambulance responding on northbound Highway 17 just north of Scotts Valley Drive. Also in Santa Cruz, we have a no-injury collision on 7th Avenue at Eddy Lane. CHP is on the scene there. In weather, tonight will be clear with lows in the lower 40s to mid-50s. There'll be lots of stars out, so enjoy that. Tomorrow, we're expecting another magnificent day with lots of sunshine dominating the day.
Hi, I'm Scott Dick, the host of the new show, curiously enough, called The Scott Dick Show, weekdays, following the Peter B. Collins Show. Every evening from 6 to 8 p.m., we'll talk about local and regional issues, national and international politics, military and veterans affairs, and anything else that hasn't been lip-smacked to death already. So hang around after the Peter B. Collins Show and tune in to the gift you just can't return, The Scott Dick Show, weekdays, 6 to 8 p.m., where I'll shoot from the lip and take no prisoners.
Hi, I'm Patty Ross, Realtor. What pops into your mind when you hear the word real estate? Security? Investment? White picket fences? Did you know that real estate is the single most sought-after asset on the planet? More people have accumulated wealth through real estate than by any other means. So whether you own property and want to cash in your equity, or simply want to take advantage of buying in this changing market, you need a qualified agent who understands market conditions and will listen to your needs. From Santa Cruz to Salinas, from Carmel to Big Sur, call me, Patty Ross, for a free consultation. I'm hardworking, experienced, and I care about you. Hey, forget the rest, get the best. Call me, Patty Ross. My heart's in it.
Contact Patty Ross at Keller Williams Realty in Carmel at 622-6235. That's 622-6235, or visit her website, PattyRossCarmel.com.
Wide open Robinson for a three off the inbound. Two for two, Duncan Robinson. Four on three off the left side. Jamal Boykin, the open floor. Goes in and Viney and scores.
This is the voice of the Golden Bears, Roxy Bernstein, inviting you to join us for another exciting season of Cal basketball right here on your home for the Bears.
The Bears have the week off, returning next Saturday, January 17th at 4:30 p.m. as they visit Stanford. You can hear it right here on KRXA 540.
It's the Peter B. Collins Show, and I'm your humble host, Peter B., 6 minutes in front of the hour. I am pleased that Rabbi Michael Lerner, who was on our program recently, followed through, and the full-page ad appears in Wednesday's New York Times, A17 in my newspaper. Headline reads, Ceasefire Now in Gaza, the message to President-elect Obama. It's time to end the violence in the Middle East once and for all. And I encourage you to read the ad. You can either find it in a print copy of the paper, or it should show up at the website as well. Paul LaRudy is back with an update on the situation with the Free Gaza Movement ship, the Spirit of Humanity. When we last heard from him about 30 minutes ago, the ship has been surrounded by Israeli Navy boats. What do you know now, Paul?
What we've heard is that the boat has been instructed by the Israeli Navy boats to return to Larnaca. The response of our ship has been, we are in international waters. You have no jurisdiction here. We have a right to travel these waters, and so we are continuing.
Mm-hmm.
So the boat is continuing, the last I heard. Now, we have a problem because apparently they are, as they did on the first voyage, they're jamming the satellite phone that we have on board.
Yeah.
And so it's impossible to get through, but apparently some messages are getting out. I'm not sure exactly how. Maybe somebody else has another phone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I hope they will remain steadfast there and without risking their lives any more than necessary, challenge this illegal action by Israel. And wouldn't it be nice if the United States or the United Nations took a position on this and said, look, in international waters, you cannot interdict the free movement of an independent ship.
Well, in fact, we have, we're asking all of our contacts, and your listeners are certainly included in that, to call Israeli authorities, Mark Regev in the Prime Minister's office, Shlomo Dror in the Ministry of Defense, and the Israeli Navy spokesperson. These numbers will be, if they're not already up on the website, they will be. And I've just sent to you an email with those numbers in it.
Okay, that's freegaza.org where you can get the information, F-R-E-E-G-A-Z-A, freegaza.org. And I really appreciate that, Paul. I did get this. And let me just, let's give out the number of Mark Regev. He is in the Prime Minister's office in Israel. And I'll repeat this twice. 972-2670-5354. You dial a 011 for an international call, and then 972-2670-5354, Mark Regev, R-E-G-E-V, in the Prime Minister's office in Israel. Well, Paul, we hope for the safety of the passengers and crew on the Spirit of Humanity. We hope their mission is successful and that they reach Gaza soon.
Thanks for all your support, Peter.
You bet. Paul LaRudy with the Free Gaza Movement. Time for a quick comment from Gina in Salinas. Hello, Gina.
Oh, hi. Doesn't this just make you sick?
Well, it does, and I hope you heard the very beginning of our show today when we had live comments from Sammy Habib in Gaza as Israeli tanks were shelling right outside his door. And he is such a courageous man. You can read his dispatches. They're posted at freegaza.org as well.
Did you see the show last night on NPR?
No, I didn't.
It showed all the things, the pictures of the torture and all that stuff last night. I was mad, okay? But when I saw that last night, I am so mad. This is so ugly.
Well, it certainly is. And, Gina, I've run out of time, but I thank you for your comments, and I'm really glad you're listening. Wow. If you didn't hear Sammy Habib, will you please go to my website, follow the links to the podcast for hour one of our program today. I'm Peter B. Collins.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Has your computer been slowing down? Are you having problems with your email? Or when you go to the internet, is your browser taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. We help people just like you with computer problems you can't fix. With one easy call, we can help you get your computer working the way you want it, speeding it back up, making sure you can send and receive emails, and making the internet fun again. You'll speak to a U.S.-based technician who knows what they're doing, who can usually fix your computer on the very first call. If your computer's been slowing down, you can't get your email to work, your internet's taking forever, or if you're not sure what's wrong, but your computer's just not working the way you want it, call My Computer Works, and we'll help you fast.
Call My Computer Works right now, toll-free, 888-629-9618. Tell them Peter B. sent you, 888-629-9618. One more time, 888-629-9618.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. A ripple of fear went through Apple shareholders today with the announcement that Steve Jobs, the company's co-founder and CEO, is taking medical leave through the end of June. Apple stock dropped as much as 10% in after-hours trading. CBS News correspondent Anthony Mason reports.
Just last week, Jobs released a statement blaming a hormone problem for his weight loss. But today, in an email to Apple employees announcing his six-month leave of absence, Jobs wrote, "During the past week, I have learned that my health-related issues are more complex than I originally thought." Jobs has run Apple for more than a decade, and no CEO is considered more critical to the identity of his company. To investors, Steve Jobs is Apple, the wizard behind the stunning success of the iMac, the iPod, and the iPhone.
Chief Operating Officer Tim Cook will handle Jobs' responsibilities, but Jobs says he'll be involved in major strategic decisions. The closing bell stopped a slide on Wall Street. The Dow fell 248 points, closing at 8,200 after the Commerce Department said retail sales plunged 2.7% in December. CBS News business reporter Alexis Christophorus.
The retail sales number was disastrous, even more so than Wall Street was expecting. The holiday sales season was horrible for retailers from Walmart to Macy's to Tiffany's. The luxury retailers are hurting. The discounters are hurting.
And banks are hurting. Another drag on the market. Deutsche Bank announced today it lost more than $6 billion in the fourth quarter. Merrill Lynch had larger than expected losses, which is complicating the takeover by Bank of America. The Wall Street Journal says the Treasury Department is close to committing billions in additional aid to the bank to complete the deal. More than 10 million Californians might get IOUs instead of tax refunds this year. Facing a huge deficit and running out of cash, state officials say they might delay refunds or issue IOUs. The state refunded nearly $11 billion last year. Actor Patrick McGoohan has died. He's best known as the star of a 1960s TV series, The Prisoner.
Is this how they tried to break you till they got what they were after? In your heads must still be the remnant of a brain.
McGoohan guest starred on Columbo with Peter Falk, roles that earned him two Emmys, and he played a brutal king in the Mel Gibson film Braveheart. He was